This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. The UK's first ever hip-hop talk show with Sarah Love and Mice Diggy.
Yo, what's up? This is Paris Smith cooling with Sarah Love and Mice Diggy all day 2016. You got to chill. EPMD in effect, boy. Strictly business.
Boy.
Yeah, boy.
Boy.
You know what I'm saying?
I love it.
You got a friend,
boy.
You boy.
You know what I'm saying?
Jeez, how you doing, Sarah Love? DJ Sarah Love.
Thank you. Give me my full title. My goodness.
How's it been?
I think I've had about 3 hours sleep.
Wow.
I think everything that possibly could have gone wrong for me today has gone wrong. But it's still a wonderful day, even though it is raining, which is kind of taking the piss.
That is very
much.
Are
you taking the piss?
Very much so. I can't believe this is summer. There's me trying to put on my Bermuda shorts, flip flops.
You wanted to get the
singlet.
Knees out again.
Yeah.
See how much difference just 1 week makes.
Messed up, man.
A week ago, we were like fully summer kitted out.
Yeah, I had to draw for the canoe. I was like, fuck it, man. This ain't working. I canoed it here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was a monsoon outside. I was like, fuck it. Look, there's no way I'm going to miss the show. Let me just grab the canoe, draw for the canoe.
You know, when you've got to draw for the canoe.
Give me the keys. Let me go get the canoe out of the shed.
I'm just pouring it today. No, I'm saying.
Good afternoon, mother lovers.
Yes.
You are in tune to the hip hop show with DJ Sarah Love, myself, Mice Diggy, right here on FUBAR Radio.
Oh, my goodness. We have so much to pack in today. Ooh. Like, every week, we're just like full.
It's getting crazier and crazier, man.
Thank you, first of all, to Ray Peacock. He's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours. Make sure you listen back to all the FUBAR Radio shows. If you miss any of them, they're up online at FUBARradio.com. Last week, right here, we were speaking to Big Daddy Kane, the Muhammad Ali of hip-hop.
Ooh.
That was pretty ill to chat to him about Muhammad Ali.
About Muhammad Ali. And that, yeah, he definitely schooled us on some bits and bobs regarding one of the greatest of all time, or the greatest of all time. I'm saying one of the greatest.
Yeah.
He probably is the greatest of all time, you know, but shouts out to all the other heavyweights that paved the way as well, man. But rest in peace, Muhammad Ali.
Yes, and last week we had brought you an interview from Black Milk as well, and another complete fire smashdown open mic too. So if you missed any of that, hit up foodbarradio.com/hip-hop. But right now, you know what it's all about. It's 4 p.m. Mondays. It's all about chilling with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, aka the voice of chocolate velvet cake, all up in your ears. I might not be melting today, ladies, because it's rain. Well, actually, I could melt, but yeah, we'll find out later on.
Yeah, if things hard up later.
As long as it's not a meltdown, eh?
Yeah. So I'll take care of the meltdown.
Yeah.
So
you lot, hit us up, man. Before you do have a meltdown, let us know what's been taking a piss in the last week or so, or even today, just like this weather.
Mm-hmm.
Hit us up at FUBAR Radio, at DJ Sarah Love, or at Mice Diggy on the Twitter. You can also email us hiphop@fubarradio.com. Mm-hmm. And you know we've got a bunch of treats for you today, mother lovers.
Oh my goodness, the exclusive interview business continues.
We
are going to be chatting to Eric Sermon of EPMD.
Woo, of Death Squad.
Yes.
Like, foundation right there, boy.
This dude is a character, I'm
the
telling you.
The Green Eyed Bandit, yeah.
The Green Eyed Bandit is a character.
Is it?
Hold tight to hear this interview. Is coming up very soon. We've also got Dan from King Underground. He's going to be passing through the studio to let us know all the good things King Underground are up to. Plus, we have Elliot Fresh going to be in the house as well. And we've got open mic business on the way for you too. Of course, Mice is going to be investigating because it just wouldn't be right on a Monday if Mice didn't iron out all life's problems.
You know what I mean? We have to sort each other out. This is the thing here.
Life
Whenever
hacks.
We're doing this investigation, this is a life hack. And today's one's going to be interesting for all you mother lovers out there, especially on the social media world. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking to you bitches and bitchettes. What we got next anyway?
And we've got new music for you from Black Twang. Last week, I did mean to play this Pusha T track because I wanted to know what you thought about it as well, Mice.
Oh, yeah, you were asking me about it. Okay,
I'll make sure. But it's because we had so much on the show last week that I didn't manage to play it. So, yes, I promise I will play you the Pusha T. I also want to play you some Five Dog as well today.
Ooh.
And much more. But first, let's warm things up with one of my favourite tunes of the last 12 months, courtesy of today's superstar guest interview. Yes, that's right, Eric Sermon. This track was kind of banging when it came out. This is Clutch featuring Method Man and Red Man right here. Keep it locked to FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love, and Mice Diggy.
Yeah.
Sir. I'm the type of nigga you need in the clutch. Anybody disrespecting the brand they can touch. That's why woo, we coming through, can't you tell her? Bunch of niggas working down the block like a Selma. But we strapped with an automatic, just in case they act up, we fighting back. Sorry Martin, I ain't the one starting, I'm home chilling. I gotta cook and do homework with my children. Then I'm back at it, rhyming, beat making this dope like a habit. These cats gotta have it, the MP breakdown, I'm beating on the tablet. I ain't letting no one breathe, go ask Fabulous. Yeah. Enough's enough, the stuff y'all releasing. Had to call Method Man up to start beasting. Everybody's scared to speak up, what you afraid of? You don't wanna get beat up? Fuck it, you suck, I said it, ease up. I'm not Tyson, but it hit you or freeze up. Schwarzenegger, I got a cop lady friend who gave me a taser. So I won't go to jail for life for killing a hater. So while I'm in the streets, I'm getting paper. Locking down the blocks, don't fuck around and get shot, homie. Dude, you saw, comforter. These chicks ain't loyal, my homeboy, he humping her. Fuck yeah. I'm the type of nigga you need in the clutch. Anybody disrespecting the brand, they can touch. That's why woo, we coming through, can't you tell her? Bunch of niggas working down the block like a Selma. Yo, but we strapped with an automatic, just in case they act up, we fighting back. Sorry, Martin, I ain't the one starting that. I'm home chilling, I gotta cook and do homework for my children. Meth.
E, check they persona non grata. Parized in the game, one nada. I guzzle ghost slogger. You still a 40 deep Alibaba. Corner store robber, I was sorry for your mama. I'm a menace, a monster. Meth lab chemist with the contra, no limit. They only see murder, they ain't in it. Imposters, pop 1 minute, then they monsters. We get it, pretending when pop. Orange pop, love pretending. I ain't playing the fun ended. Still not a player like Big Pun, no pun intended. We in these tenements, big guns, Second Amendment. It gives you the right to bear one, I recommend it. You timid, here's a middle finger, you finish. This other middle finger's for anybody offended. Them gimmicks, see I spot them just like a blemish. I criticize the image, cause everybody's a critic.
I'm the type of nigga you need in the clutch. Anybody disrespecting the brand, they can touch. Yo. That's why woo, we coming through, can't you tell her? Bunch of niggas working down the block like a Selma. But we strapped with an automatic, just in case they act up, we fighting back. Sorry Martin, I ain't the one starting that. I'm home chilling, I gotta cook and do homework.
Yo, welcome everyone to my thoughts. I carry the hammer like judge in court. The streets the wrong wow, right through the cannabis plant. And when I chant every verse, you can actually see the sound cloud. Wow, red man, you done grown up. Grown man, do grown man shit. What you expect? Rap and drug dealing, the same thing. Your shrimp depends on your connects. I was taught well, never wrote a verse sitting in a cell. But I'm cold with it, a little sicker in a cell. Chicks love a nigga, they tripping on a cell. And I tell them my album out, hit me with a cell. My bruh said, when I rap, talk to him. I said, cool, I might as well harpoon him. I got a gun from Xbox and all. Women and stepkids, they got a duck when a step pops. That's why I'm international, trying to turn up and get beat down. This is hip-hop. You wanna walk in my shoes? I'm like, pardon you, I got Jordans on and them a flip-flops.
I'm the type of nigga you need in the clutch. Anybody disrespecting the brand, they can touch. Yo. That's why woo, we coming through, can't you tell her? Bunch of niggas working down the block like a Selma. Yo. But we strapped with an automatic, just in case they act up, we fighting back. Sorry, Martin, I ain't the one starting that. I'm home chilling. I gotta cook and do homework with my children.
Yo, what's up? It's Eric Sermon, the band that represent from EPMD. And I'm in full effect with my homegirl, DJ Sarah. She got a bubble under the dress. Peace to DJ Mice Diggy. Holla, one love, peace.
Yo, I'm a DJ. I'm finally a DJ, man. What did he say? She's got a bubble under the dress.
A bubble on as a dress.
Oh, a bubble.
So he was just like clowning me the whole evening, basically.
That's funny, man.
It's like charming.
The green-eyed bandit.
I know.
But he said the bandit. He didn't say the green-eyed bandit. I was like, what? Did he take the contacts out? Joke.
The man. Hazel Green Eyes. That was Eric Sermon. Clutch is the name of the track that's taken from his latest album. It's called ESP, Eric Sermon's Perception.
Funky, man. That tune. His Mad production funky. Is just... It's weird because I remember, like, there was a time when all you'd hear was Eric Sermon beats. Like, you'd just hear Eric Sermon production left, right, and center. I guess that was around, you know, that... What's his name? What's the singer that they used to have sing on a lot of the beats as well? But he was doing a lot of remixes for SWV... You know, it's sort of late 90s, I think, mid to late 90s era, but he was killing it. And it's just weird, like, how that style kind of, you know, disappeared in a way.
I know.
It's weird how you just didn't really hear him as much.
But it hasn't disappeared, because when you hear records like that, like, because that's the interesting thing, when you hear artists bring out new projects, it's always a bit hair-raising, because you're like, oh, God, are they going to be trying to, like, be down with the kids?
Yeah. Kind of felt like that with...
Not this music isn't for the kids.
I kind of felt a little bit like that with Compton, with Dre's Compton. I thought it was interesting because he was... you know, trying to do more updated stuff, but at the same time, it felt a bit like he said, he was trying too hard
to
keep up with the kids. It's like, what? You're already
just be
they're
you.
Meant to keep up with
and
you.
And that's actually interesting that you mentioned Dre, because in the interview that we have coming up with Eric Sermon, he talks about Dre and about funk music and stuff. Ooh. But I just think that beat is mad funky. The way you can hear the tempos changing and how he's chopped the sample, and then Redman and Meth, just like such massive characters.
They go in.
Like, Redman's probably one of my favorite characters
rappers.
In hip hop.
Yeah, he's like, just funny, and he says, he's always saying some weird shit and just, you know, mad humorous with it.
And so I mean, it was just really exciting to be able to sit down with Eric Sermon and chat all that goodness. So hold tight, because we've got that interview coming up right here at FUBAR Radio very soon. And make sure you get in touch with us today. It's hiphop@fubarradio.com. We love hearing from you guys, because you know this show is all about you
mother lovers.
I was hoping you were going to fill in with the mother lovers.
I was going to say bitches and bitches, but it's too early in the morning for some of you.
I know. But you know, every week on the show, we think it's so important to like showcase new hip hop music, make sure we're talking to all the right people. But at the same time, I think, you know, there's so much good stuff going on in the world that deserves a shout out. Like, people need to have things in perspective. The world's like losing its head over all this Brexit chat and everything.
Yeah, I only find out what that was today. You know, I don't watch the TV or read the
newspapers. That's so funny. My brother literally the other day was like, what is Brexit?
Yeah, I was like, what? Brexit? What the hell are you talking about? And then it was like this whole thing about leaving the euro, and I didn't even realize we were in the euro. We don't use euros over here anyway. You know my ignorant ass. I'm over there in France using euros, thinking, right, it'll be a lot easier if I could just spend my pounds here. Then I get to find out, yeah, but you guys are in the euro. So what the fuck? What part of us are in the euro if we're using pound coins and...
Well, mice.
The Queen's head is on our
the Queen's
shoulders.
I guess we have to send
up big up
to the Queen
big up,
for having her birthday.
Was it her birthday?
We're celebrating her birthday too.
Oh.
That was this. Well, I don't think it was like...
That's why I had the urge to spend all this money. I didn't even realize it was her birthday. But the only way I found out, which is funny, I was on Instagram and then somebody had posted a picture. Oh, no, they posted a video clip of like all these planes flying over and then doing, you know, they kind of
flew
back.
That's my favorite part of
way.
All of that, like, governmental Illuminati stuff.
Like, yeah, just lose up a whole load of petrol for this woman.
In it.
Yeah, let's pollute the air. Why don't we just pollute the air a bit more?
And spend the taxpayers' money. Which kind of links in a little bit today for what today's big up is. Because
so
I
you're
just
not bigging
think,
up
you know,
the Queen?
I think she got a big up. You know, we spent, how many millions did we spend celebrating her birthday? Or still spending? She got that, like, fly past and everything. With
when
the
was
red
it,
arrows,
when
a
was
hurricane,
it
a spitfire. I think it's like her official birthday was some other time this year. But then we celebrate all June for her birthday or something. It's something mad like
shit.
That anyway.
Me and my boys, we used to celebrate all week. So it'd be from one weekend to another weekend is your whole birthday. But she's taking a piss. She's taking a whole month. That's like Black History. Black History just about gets a month. Jesus.
Ain't it?
Anyway.
No, that's what I'm doing this year for my birthday. I'm going to just celebrate the whole month of August.
Yeah, you might as well. Come on, man.
I'm
if she's doing
out.
It, that's it. I think everybody should do that shit.
Yeah, equal opportunities and all that kind of stuff. But no, back to the show.
Yeah.
We digress. This week's big up, I just think, okay, I had a bit of a crazy day today. I probably had about 3 hours sleep, and then this mad accident happened outside my house where someone came off of their bicycle. And everything was fine.
Shit.
There was quite a lot of blood and everything, but everything was fine. And the person went to A&E and all that stuff. But I just thought, we are so lucky in Europe, like most European countries, you have even just a concern about something, you have no hesitation to go and see a doctor.
Yeah. Even if you ain't even from, you could be an alien. You could be from not even from this planet. You like scratch your little alien knee somewhere over in, like, you know, I don't know, Finsbury Park or something, you can go to the hospital.
I know.
Maybe, hello, Mr. Alien Dude. How can we help you?
Yeah. And to me, like, that is our jewel in the British crown, is our NHS. So big up to all of the junior doctors who are striking.
Big up.
All the people working in the NHS, because you guys are absolutely killing it. And I just, you know, it just made me think today, because I've been in the States where crazy things have happened and people are, you know, they're like, no, don't worry about calling the ambulance. It's fine. I'll just shake it off in a second. And it's like, no. That's not the sign of a civilized country to me. And so it reminded me of something. And then all this talk about Brexit. For those who don't know, Brexit means Britain exiting the EU. So the European community, not like the euro. It's nothing to do with taking on euros and losing pounds, anything like that. It's just about us being part of the European community.
Because I was like, what? So we're going to say, I'm not actually from Europe. I'm from Great Britain or what?
Yeah, but then they also said already, just because of the chat about UK leaving the EU, already the value of the pound is like dropping. Like every day, the value of the pound is going down because it's just putting all world markets like on edge, because people are thinking, okay, well, if they leave, then maybe the UK will split up. Then maybe, you know, that's going to leave other countries to want to leave the EU. So this is just destabilizing like economies all the world. And we haven't even had this vote yet.
Oh, that's crazy.
And to me, I just think I'm going to take advice from Rick James on this one, and I just
fuck
think
your couch.
No, his other advice about unity. I'm just going with, I just think it's about, you know, the way we're gonna solve the world's problems is through unity. But it reminded me of someone that I really have a lot of respect for, that I think is just the man. He goes by the name of Tony Benn, and when I was thinking about the NHS and what a wonderful thing that is to spend money on, it reminded me of this wicked quote from him. Check it out.
When did this whole idea that every British citizen should have a right to health care?
Well, if you go back, it all began with democracy. Before we had the vote, all the power was in the hand of rich people. If you had money, you could get health care, education, look after yourself when you were old. And what democracy did was to give the poor the vote, and it moved power from the marketplace to the polling station, from the wallet to the ballot. And what people said was very simple. They said, in the 1930s, we had mass unemployment, but we don't have unemployment during the war. If you can have full employment by killing Germans, why can't you have full employment by building hospitals, building schools, recruiting nurses, recruiting teachers? If you can find money to kill people, you can find money to help people. Even Mrs. Thatcher said, the National Health Service is safe in our hands. It's as non-controversial as votes for women. Nobody could come along and say, why should women have the vote now? Because people wouldn't have it. Democracy is the most revolutionary thing in the world, far more revolutionary than socialist ideas or anybody else's idea, because if you have power, you use it to meet the needs of you and your community. And this idea of choice, which Capital talks about all the time, you've got to have a choice. Choice depends on the freedom to choose. And if you're shackled with debt, you don't have a freedom to choose.
It seems like it benefits the system if the average working person is shackled with debt.
And people in debt become hopeless, and hopeless people don't vote. So they always say, everyone should vote. But I think if the poor in Britain or the United States turned out and voted for people who represented their interests, it would be a real democratic revolution. And so they don't want it to happen. So keeping people hopeless and pessimistic. See, I think there are two ways in which people are controlled. First of all, frighten people. And secondly, demoralize them. An educated, healthy, and confident nation is harder to govern. And I think there's an element in the thinking of some people. We don't want people to be educated, healthy, and confident, because they would get out of control. The top 1% of the world's population own 80% of the world's wealth. It's incredible that people put up with it, but they're poor, they're demoralized, they're frightened. And therefore, they think perhaps the safest thing to do is take orders and hope for the best.
Lyrics.
Wow. That was bars.
Bars!
Bars, fam.
Bars!
Yeah, he went in. When he's like the top 100, the top 1%, and 80% of the world, I was like, shit, that's, when you put it like that, that's fucked up, man.
It is messed up. And yeah, it's true about controlling people with fear and just keeping people held down. And that's why, you know, we have to use our voices and our platforms to do the right thing for our communities, like in every field, whether we're talking about hip hop or whether we're talking about standing up for something like the NHS, in my opinion anyway. So, you know, I just thought we had to remind people of what the great Tony Benn had to say on those kind of tips. And speaking of which, I wanted to play you something brand new from the Black Twang EP called The Pantheon. This track is called Elevelation. That's right. And I just feeling what he's saying on this record as well. Keep it locked right here to Fubar Radio. We are going to be joined by some very special guests live in the studio shortly. Plus, Mice is investigating.
You're damn right.
Accomplished out of his own ends. Ladies and gentlemen,
at the end of the days, the Lord works in mysterious ways. Meditating, getting high off the grades. And let's blaze. La 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 la. I saw the rays. I saw the light as the night turned to days. Meditating, getting high off the grade. Let's blaze. La 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 la. Okay, let's have the dialogue before they retire us, or before they fire us. Killers like a virus, just like the rioters. We started the fire up, continued to blaze for the old souls who inspired us. But they made a mockery, blatant hypocrisy. Pushes out, call the gentrification of property. Years ago, I foretold it like a prophecy. But instead, the prophet is despised amongst his kindred. But there come a time when they'll have to acknowledge me. When the deaf, dumb and blind minds can find a solitary. Robotically, controlled electronically. By the almighty dollar, they worship monetary. I did the voluntary for my credibility. But then they tried to discredit my credibility. But my lyrics talk for me, street soldiers fought for me. I'm speaking biblically, lyrically, physically. They knocked down my old blocks, turn them into luxury flats. Now I go back to see lost properties. Profit is more important than memories to these charlatans. Yet they keep telling me to join up and be a part of them. But how can I be part of this facade again, when the hardest men sound like the backyardigans with no bars again? Too busy tweeting and partying. Only time I hear something with soul is when my heart's beating. This ain't a game where you just press quit and restart again. Music is life, it's not a press kit and good marketing. It's time to start the trend, address it and bark at them. Get the mind sharp again, I'm blacking out, it's dark again. At the end of the days, the Lord works in mysterious ways. Meditating, getting high off the grades. And let's blaze. La 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 la. I saw the rays. I saw the light as the night turned to days. Meditating, getting high off the grade. Let's blaze. La 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 la.
Yeah. Hear the voice again, giving people a choice again. Rebel without a pause, about to bring the noise again. I'm the anti-venom for all the poisoning. Last man standing, but I wasn't ever loitering. Nose of these boys are moist, not for them turn feminine. On a hype ting, like they gassed upon adrenaline. Ain't got no balls, swap testosterone for estrogen. Like rule pool, change chromosome, double X again. Shapeshift with triple six sounds like a hex again. It's book of them in the last book of the New Testament. That was revelation, this is the revelation. Where things become clearer as the twilight draws nearer. Look at my reflection in the mirror. I see exactly what's lacked in this new era. I wonder if they're using what's under that new era. Cause everybody's sounding generic like newsletters. Nah, and I'm not bothered who's better. And I don't penny for fame, a new cheddar. Cause all will be revealed, for real, as it was written in the book of life. Sealed with seven seals, and some sold skills for swag and fashion. Cause they lack the passion, but what's cash without the satisfaction? When shit is real here, as long as I'm still here. Giving you the something you can feel in your bones like leukemia. Listen, let those who have ears hear, and those who don't hear feel when the spirit appears. The vision is clear, like high definition lyrics written in tears. But I ain't crying if you listen.
At the end of the days,
The Lord works in mysterious ways. Meditating, getting high off the grades. And let's blaze. La 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 la. I saw the rays. I saw the light as the night turned to days. Meditating, getting high off the grid. Let's blaze. La 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 la.
Yeah. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, boy.
Getting a
I just got contact off that beat.
That was Black Twang. It's produced with Blackmail Beats. It's out now. The track is Elevelation. It's from the Pantheon EP. Definitely check it out. UK Soldier right there, right now. You're tuned in to FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, a.k.a. the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. And coming up is what?
Very special interview, exclusive interview of the one and only Eric Sermon at EPMD, so keep it locked. But right now,
the Green Eyed Bandit, aka I said that the other way around. You can hit my music though, because you know what I'm saying. I feel like I'm melting right about now. For all you mother lovers out there, that's right, we want to welcome you down to FUBAR Radio Cafe, where we give you exactly what you need, bitches and bitchettes. That's right. And my name, goddamn, My Sack Hayes, that's right, My Sack
Hayes, motherfuckers.
And I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Hey, I was about to say lover, bitch. Hey.
Still love it.
I'm telling you, man, this week was a funny one.
What's
I made
one?
Some new friends, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, I can't even remember the guy's name, to be honest, but...
but he is my friend.
Yeah, you know, when you,
no, you know when you meet somebody, yeah.
You know but. When you meet somebody, you're like, man, this guy's cool, man. This guy's like... You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yo, this guy... He came up to me after the gig in... where was he playing? In Couillé? In France. And he came up to me because we were walking around just like, you know, going to get some drinks or whatever. And this guy was like... Hey, mon frère, is you on stage, yeah? Is you on stage? Like, I was like, yeah. Man, hey, fuck you, man. This is exactly what it sounded like to me.
That's like the Eddie Murphy sketch. Yo, fuck you, Eddie.
Yeah, I was like, what? Instantly, man, I went all like, right, I got into my, you know what I mean? I was
like,
in an orthodox position. Yeah. He's like, fuck you, man. Like that. And I was like, right. I don't know whether to be angry or happy because he doesn't look like he's saying fuck you, like he's angry, you know? He's saying... So anyway, we started chatting and that. We went for a drink. We was chatting and he seemed cool. Then Smokey Joe came along. He speaks French. So I said to him, say to him what... Because he said to me, oh, my
translate.
Friend, my English is not too good because... Yeah. So I was like, bro, yeah. So explain to him.
It's the first words.
Once he's explaining, I started clenching my fist just in case. And I'm looking at Smokey Joe's eyes. I'm looking at his eyes to see, like, if he's offended. Yeah. Whilst they're doing the French shit, I was like, let me look at him. I can see if his eyes starts twitching or he looks like he's upset about some shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then he's like, and he kind of gave me a look like, and I was like, right, is he offended or not? But then after he goes, nah. The guy was trying to say, not to be offensive, but like, fuck you, man, you smashed it. I was like, oh, all right, peace,
well
man,
recovered.
See you later. Yeah, it was funny though,
no,
man.
No, but that's straight up, like, you remember the Eddie Murphy set? I can't remember if it's in Delirious or Raw.
I know you, Eddie.
Yeah, Eddie.
Yeah, so, you know, it got me thinking though, man, like, sometimes you can meet friends in the weirdest places, you know, like where... I'll give you another example. I met this guy. Me and this guy Scotty, we're going to I think Croatia to do a gig. Scotty plays the piano, he plays the trumpet, and obviously I'm rapping. And we're at the airport. Scotty don't really like flying. Like, he ain't gonna. Aww. He probably won't like me saying this, but he don't like flying. So it'll be like 6-7 in the morning. Like, let's go for some drinks. Like, you know, just to get here. My mum's like that as well. Mama Mice don't like flying. She wouldn't admit it, but she'll make sure she has a couple brandies. Whilst she'll go and like she
just
likes.
Steady the
yeah,
nerves.
Yeah. But just to steady the nerves. So we were having a drink at the bar, just chatting away, and then this guy kind of sitting behind us, and he was writing in his book. And then he just he goes, excuse me, you're not Maestro, are you? This is when I was called Maestro, by the way, like, you know, just past 2 weeks ago. Anyway, yeah. he's like, yeah. And I was going, yeah. He goes, oh, man, you know, I know your stuff and blah, blah, blah. We started chatting away. Anyway, years later, me and him own a studio together now.
Oh,
do you know what I mean? Shout out to DNA.
I love that.
So, you know, it's crazy how you can meet people and it will just be like in a random place like that. He came with us. I think he was going to Italy to get a tattoo done. We're playing in Croatia, but where it was like quite near. I think you could get a coach or something like that to Italy, you know, and it wouldn't take too long. So in the end, he came and met us. We put him on the guest list. Yeah, he came and met us at the festival and we
I
hung out
that.
The whole weekend and all that. But then, yeah, we became good friends. So it got me thinking like, shit, man, it's weird how you can meet people that you wouldn't expect. You know what I mean? Like a lot of people have friends from school or from work and that's it. It's not like friends that, yeah, well, it's you know. True. I headbutted him by accident. Yeah, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I wanted to investigate and find out. And especially for all you lonely mother lovers out there, you can work out. You don't always have to be on
of London,
Tinder. Mice. Yeah, it's a bit weird, isn't it? That most look how overpopulated we are. We
I all, know. But that's why I swear it is. Like, the more densely populated, the less intimate a place becomes. And that's why everyone behaves like weirdos.
So do you reckon it's because people don't want to... It's like, man, I see people every fucking day. Like, this isn't natural, you know. The way we live, the way we're meant to live and the way we live is a bit, is very
much... It's
not much
natural to have a stranger's armpit in your face and then, like, someone else's bum pushing against your back on the tube, like, in the... That's not natural, yeah. So then the way people deal with it is just like, I'm going to pretend I'm here on my own.
I think, like, people feel a bit overwhelmed as well, you know. Like, you have to communicate with so many different people. And it must be a bit much for some people. You know, you get introverts and some people overdo it just because they feel awkward around so many people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But at the bottom line is, man, you know, when you meet people that you can get down with that are like, you know, like-minded people, it's pretty cool, you know what I mean? Like, there's some way we can survive through this shit. We don't all have to start shooting up gay clubs in, where did that happen?
Orlando.
That guy, he might have been over, you know, oversensitized, like, towards just seeing so many different people.
All
he's probably an awkward guy.
Lonely people.
I heard he was a police officer or some shit.
I haven't seen all the details of the story yet, but I know it's like the biggest mass shooter. But no, it's madness. And I think ultimately, I think there's more good people in the world than like bad people. I don't even believe in evil.
Definitely more good people than bad people.
And it's just about giving people the opportunity to show that. Because most people, it's easy to mistake shyness for rudeness, isn't it? And so most people think like, oh, that rude asshole kind of thing. But really, it's just that this person doesn't know how
they
to like,
how to react or don't know how to say sorry or hello.
I meet people all over the place because I'm someone, to me, it's like a sport.
You're
sort
famous
of thing.
And shit. Sorry.
No, it's like a sport to see, like, you know, because I want to know people's stories.
Yeah.
I even do this thing sometimes on the tube where, like, if I see someone else is enjoying their music on their iPhone,
to?
I'm like, let's switch headphones.
Oh, serious?
Like, plug your headphones into my and then you just get dipped into their world and it's like, okay, peace, I'm out.
Yeah, he's like, oh shit, I wish I didn't do that. Yeah, Satan is the God Doctor.
It's the whole day
up. Like, oh shit.
But they're thinking the same thing when they hear some hardcore hip hop like from mine. They're like, this girl's gonna rob me now. but no, I think I definitely like end up meeting people. But I guess an aeroplane isn't like a weird place to meet people, but there's weird circumstances to meet people.
Man,
you know,
the only problem with the aeroplane meeting people thing is that
you can't get rid of them.
Yeah, if it's someone where you're like, yo, shut the fuck up, you know, and especially
that's what people are thinking about me. They're like,
well, you're nervous on the plane.
Shut up.
So, what I've noticed,
no, not nervous because I say hello to the person I sit next to and
I talk
to them.
Fuck you.
And then it ends up being like a conversation for a couple hours or something.
Yeah,
but I'm sure they're like just good at masking up that.
Yeah, I mean, look, because some people are going to be like, okay, there's a limit to, there's a threshold of how long I want to be chatting for. I might not have slept last night. And it, the worst
that
is when you meet nervous people on the plane because you know they're nervous. Like, yo,
aww.
Yeah, and they start shitting themselves. Like, you're shitting your pants right next to me. Come on, man. And you're going to be talking to shit as well. Them. Is this shit from all orifices?
I just hit them with statistics. You know, I'm like, serious? Honestly, it's fine. Like, it's much more dangerous to get in a car than it is to fly an aeroplane. The amount of checks that happen on aeroplanes with pilots, like, honestly, I fly all the time. You'll be fine. Like, it's really going to be okay. Like,
you're lying.
Yeah,
anyway,
don't
before we carry on further, I just want to put this out there. So I want to find out from you, mother lovers out there. Hit us up at FUBAR Radio, at DJ Sarah Lovell, at Mice Diggy. You can also email us, hiphop@fubarradio.com. I want to investigate what's the most random or weirdest place you've ever made a new friend. So what's the most random or weirdest place you've ever made a new friend? That's what we want to find out.
Sarah. I do have a weird, but just a week and a half ago, I made a new friend.
Where?
In the sauna. That's mad. That could be quite awkward.
I mean, I know we're uncensored and shit, but you might not want to go.
It's not a nudist sauna. No, but that is weird as well. Like if you're in the women's changing room and then like someone's like, oh, talking to you, but they're just full frontal nudity.
Yeah, it's like, bruv, all right, just at least put a leaf on it or something, man.
Get the fig leaves out. Yeah, so the sauna is quite, like for British people, I mean, you go to some countries, they're just like, what the hell? Like this is just, why you're the weirdo for feeling awkward about being in a sauna.
Is it Turkey and places like Italy as well, where they sauna's quite a regular thing, isn't it?
It's civilized
quite
like, places,
yeah. They're just like
no, but even like when you go to natural springs, like say in Japan or something, like where you know the rules are you have to be naked.
Yeah. Oh shit.
Or there's some countries you go to where there's sauna and steam. You can't go. You have to be naked.
Serious?
Yeah.
What's that about?
Because that's like normal, isn't it? That's normality.
Well, I guess it is kind of normal. If you're out in the jungle somewhere, you know what I mean? It's like, yo, look, at the end of the day, I don't really need clothes, so fuck you, man.
I'm getting involved.
Well, yeah. So sauna, that is quite a weird place. There's a couple other people that hit me up on the Facebook
Shout
machine.
Shout out to the sauna massive.
Ryan Maxwell said, he's got a great one. He says, the internet. That doesn't really narrow it down. I'm sure he's probably on about WWEfans.com
or
some
shit. You know what? Meeting people on email is mad weird. Because it's kind of like, nice to meet you, but I don't know you at all. And
I used to put
e-meet. Yeah, I say virtually meet you. Nice to virtually meet you.
That's like putting your hand out, like, nice
stay
to
back.
Yeah. Like, we haven't met yet. Yeah, I'm just letting you know. Even
disclaimer.
Though, yeah, this is a cordial conversation, but we haven't actually met. We don't know each other, okay? Virtually meet you.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
No, there's lots of weird places. So hit us up, let us know. You know what? We have so much to get about gone. Who
so Tom Sibley, he said, I recently made a friend in the woods in Windsor Great Park.
Ooh.
We were shooting a scene for an upcoming film. Shouts to Jack. See you at Marky and Friends at Fabric next month.
Oi!
I tell ya. Shout to
for a second there, I thought that was going to evolve into some kind of dogging story or something.
Ah!
That's a funny place to meet people,
I'm not
going to
let you talk about Tom Sibley like that, like even though he maybe does do a bit of dogging and that. Like, he might not want it out there, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shout to Django Mancub, a brother of ours who had a beat on not too long ago on the open mic. He said, now he has put this out there. This is on social media.
Okay.
He said, a brothel.
Ooh. And then I can't say like, I have much experience with
he's
brothels.
Like friends for life.
As long as you're paying.
That's all high fiving with the free hand and shit. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, just give him a fist bump, man.
Insaisha says sauna as well. She's met she's made a friend at the sauna.
Yeah.
You know,
I've made quite a few friends at the sauna.
I guess so. I mean, to be honest, in the sauna, I can chat for a bit, but after a while, I just want to chill. If that even
you got to chill.
Yeah, can you? If you can in a sauna, I don't know, but it's just, you know, there's certain places where it's easier to meet people than other places. But make sure you hit us up anyway. We got a bunch more, but we want to get back to some music, I do believe.
Yes, and as promised, I will play you this brand new track from Pusha T and Jay-Z. Mice, let me know what you're thinking about this afterwards. And hit us up too. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, man.
Valentino summers and wave runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. How many Madonnas can that Mazda fit? My brick talk is more than obvious. It's ominous. Garage is the phantom. Ghouls, ghosts, and goblins. Blonde mohawk, the collection. I'm Dennis Rodman. The money count is the only moment of silence, cause hush money balances all this drugs and violence. Hat trick under my mattress. Date I stop steal has an asterisk after it. After all, I can make a call. I can baptize a brick as I wash away my sins like a Catholic. Who the fucking master this? America's nightmares and Flint. Children of a lesser god when your melanin's got a tint. And I can't even mention what I sent or what I spent, cause my name in 18 wheelers is evidence. I put my booze in them cruise collections. Life's a bitch, A to Z on her shoe collection. Take your pick, paid in full like 86 G's on my body. The new Gucci has less monogram. God's got him. Let he without sin cast the first stone. So I built that all glass quad level first home. Shatter all of your misconceptions. Hold all of the missing weapons. You thought I would miss my blessing. The ultimate misdirection. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your husband was a drug dealer. For 14 years, he sold crack cocaine.
Federico Fellini in the flesh. Sergio Cecchini inside his mesh. Bitch, I've been bracking since the 80s. Google me, baby, you crazy. 89 in London pulling Benz. Type it in, Google's your friend, bruh. 14-year drug dealer and still counting. Who deserves the Medal of Freedom is my accountant. He been hula hooping through loopholes, working round shift. IRS should've had the townhouses surrounded. Thanks to the lawyers, I marbled the foyer. I tore the floor up, yeah, that's for the koi fish. We been dining on oysters. I walked through the garage, it's like multiple choices. I told him pull a Royce up, I'm getting ghosts. I'm hearing noises, I think it's the boys, but I've been banking the Deutsche. We got storefronts, we got employee stubs. We've been opening studios and 40-40s up. The paper trail is gorgeous. Cases, we bury some before a reasonable doubt drop. The jury hung. Bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. My tenure took me through Virginia. Ask Teddy Riley about me. Ask the federales about me. Try to build a cell around me. Snatch my nigga Emery up. Try to get him to tell about me. He told 12, give me 12. He told him to go to hell about me. Drug dealers anonymous. Y'all think Uber's the future. Our cars been autonomous. Mules move the drums. Take them to different spots. We just call the shots by simply moving our thumbs. I'm a course of miracles with this shit. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Therein lies the peace of God. I always knew I was a prophet, but I couldn't find a decent job. Life made me ambidextrous. Counting with my right, whipping white with my left wrist. Damn, Daniel. FBI keep bringing them all white vans through.
That was Pusha T, Drug Dealers Anonymous, featuring Jay-Z. That's their first ever official collaboration. It's a lead single from Pusha T's third album called King Push, which is out soon.
King Push. That was interesting, man. I need to hear it properly because we were
talking about selfies and selfie faces working out what selfie our best face. What selfie faces would be.
Is with the selfie face, man. What is that?
Selfie poses.
I'm a duck. I'm a platypus. What, duckbill platypus?
I just can't
wait
to see in like 50 years how we're going to look back at all this stuff and be like, what on earth were people up to, man?
Wow. That's, yeah.
What's your favourite selfie face, our next guest? Dan from King Underground!
Thank you.
Hit me with your selfie face.
I can't do a selfie face, but these days people don't do autographs, do they? It's just selfies now. That's like the new way of the world.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, people are like, hey, take a picture. Yeah. Can I take a picture?
If you bump into a celebrity, you're not going to get an autograph. You're going to get a selfie these days.
It's true. But you know what? My niece, she's 12. She asked me to start her a hip-hop autograph book. And
serious?
It's killing it. I'm sorry. Like this bit, you open a random page, it's like Five Dog, then Chuck D, Pete Rock, Parrish Smith, all these people. I'm like, why didn't I think of this sooner? But yes, welcome to the show. That is
Thank you.
Voice of our first guest today. That's Dan
Thanks for
from
having
King
me.
Underground. Tell us about the world of Dusty Vinyl, Dan.
Well, the World of Dusty Vinyl is Lewis's label. Lewis Parker's kind of, I guess it's his production company nowadays. But I run a label called King Underground. I met Lewis in maybe 2011. I think I did a show in Milton Keynes. I was booking different artists for live gigs. Put Lewis, he brought John Robinson over.
When
they were doing the International Summers project. Me and Lewis kind of just built up a good rapport, and then I think he messaged me on Facebook like a few days later, just saying, would you be interested in releasing one of my albums? And at the time, I didn't have a label myself or anything. I just ran a record store, online store called King Underground. It kind of just went from there and the label began. So the records I've been releasing of Lewis's, they're not actually on World of Dusty Vinyl. They're all King Underground releases, but, you know, that's just kind of Lewis's little,
his
production company kind of, yeah. That's it.
So
yeah.
Tell me, how then did King Underground, what's the beginnings of King Underground? How did that come about?
Originally, I started it in 2005 with my friend Peter. We started a record store.
Where?
Literally just online, just an online store.
Okay.
We probably got into it.
I'm so old fashioned.
Totally the wrong time, because at that time, kind of hip hop was at that, 2005 kind of era where it was getting tough. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we started the store, and I did the store for about 5 years or so, and didn't actually have like an idea to do the label. But like I said, because Lewis said, "Would you be interested in releasing this album?"
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "Oh man, I don't know really." Like, I didn't know kind of what to think, and yeah, I just. He put half the money in for the first one, I put half in, and it sold out in like 3 days, and I was like, oh wow, you can make some money out of records.
Wicked.
And then that's how it all kind of started.
And yeah, you guys are pressing up like actual vinyl.
All vinyl. Everything we've done is, I've never done a release that's not been on vinyl. Obviously done digital versions, CDs and cassettes as well.
Oh, I was going to say, because some of us ain't got record players.
That's why we don't sell many.
No, but then what's your take? Because last year it was something like 12 million pieces of vinyl were sold in the States.
Yeah, we sold about 12.
Yeah. You need to work on that marketing and promotion department.
Is better than
none Mr. percent. Brown's case, yeah. Telling me he's to pull his socks off.
We've been doing good. It's been growing. It's been getting better and better. Some of the releases we do, 250 copies, and sometimes we do 1,000. That's kind of where we're at of the releases, and I've had to repress some stuff that's done really well, so it's expanded and getting better. It's not like the 90s when people were selling a lot of copies.
The 90s, y'all.
Exactly.
And our
yeah.
super guest Eric Sermon later in the show, he's gonna be preaching about the 90s too. But then, so what's your start? Are you still dedicated to vinyl? Like, you reckon you'll keep going with pressing vinyl, not just switching to MP3s?
We do digital versions as well, but that's why I'm in it, is to put out records, man. Yeah, yeah, I'm not just like a, it's not just a business. This is like a passion. I buy records, I make beats, and it's all, that's what the label's about. If I wanted to make money, I'd probably try and do a different business.
Electrician or something.
Have you found that because a lot of people talk about now that, like what Sarah was saying, 12 million pieces of vinyl selling in America last year. So they're saying that now there are charts again, because vinyl's selling, where they kind of got rid of a lot of charts because of it was only digital sales, so it'd just be the iTunes charts or whatever. Have you found that there's an increase in record sales in the last couple of years?
Definitely,
then,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like 100%, yeah.
Would you attribute that to? Because it's weird, kids, you're like, wow, it's weird. There are hardly any records, record players being sold now, but then there are loads of these kids now that are like buying vinyl.
Buying records. They don't
what
have
do you
record
think
players.
That's about?
I don't know. I did this teaching course. I was teaching to DJ in Buckingham University. The kids I was teaching, they weren't kids. There was like 25-year-olds, and I pulled out a record, and he'd never
They're
even
kids.
Seen it. Yeah, but he'd never even seen what a record was. And
what?
I was like, wow, how
Where was this? In London?
In Buckingham.
That explains it. I'm joking.
I love Buckingham. Trees out there.
But I think just the fad is kind of growing a little bit, and a lot of people are buying records because it's maybe a bit of a fashionable thing as well. But I know people that buy records that don't have players, they don't play the records, they're just buying them again,
But
do you think that it's become like now they're pieces of art, whereas before it was just like, yeah, you buy it to play the music, now there's the whole thing about it being a collectible. Definitely. Like it'll be worth a lot.
I think you feel
money.
Like you're actually getting something, because even the amount of MP3s I don't even know how many tens of thousands of MP3s I have. There's songs in my computer I've even forgotten are there.
Yeah, there's a massive thing.
It's
difference.
It's just to have something tangible. I tell you, working in the Dillreel, original Dillreel record store, like, I remember moments of reading record sleeves. Do you know what I mean? Being excited to read record sleeves and, you know, taking my time to, you know, it being a moment where it's like, okay, I've got my cup of tea, I've got my moment, I'm going to go through all the liner notes of this. When was the last time you bothered read anything about an MP3?
Yeah,
no one cares. And then at the same time, it looks beautiful. It's lovely having like records on your shelves, like the wax, the whole physical experience of like taking it out the sleeve,
you can't
like
beat
touch it,
yeah.
it by the edges, you know, putting the needle. Oh, it's a hot. It's orgasmic.
I think, and like going back to that, I think like people probably value it a lot more. Like what you were saying about having something tangible. And it's so easy, you know, now music is just an icon on your computer, so it's a lot easier to lose as opposed to a vinyl, which was like, oh, bruv, mine, you know, don't sit down, you know what I mean? People sitting breaking records and CDs
also,
getting scratched or whatnot.
You know, vinyl's got to be quality as well. You can download MP3s for free, or you can get them whatever way, but you're not going to buy a bit of vinyl unless it's good music. Unless the cover is really dope, and then sometimes you might just buy it anyway. But
sometimes. And so what other artists are you messing with? You spoke about Lewis Parker, like who else have you?
So we've got Fred Fades and Ivan Av. I don't know if you've heard of those guys.
No.
Two Norwegian guys.
Oh yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ivan's doing really, really well. He's actually just signed to Jakarta Records.
Hold on, this Yogi Soul, isn't he also?
So Yogi Soul also, he's from Oslo as well. So mm-hmm. I've actually brought you a box of promos. I've got some stuff for you. actual records as well.
Wow,
how
and
exciting.
That's good because you got an actual DJ here.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm the DJ as well, by the way. I just got promoted to DJ.
Today, just today.
By,
got
Eric Sermon, so yeah, that's official.
DJ,
yeah, I'll just put it out there, you know what I mean? Not bragging or nothing, but just saying.
Not at all. but who else? We've got Samaya. Don't know if you've heard of Samaya.
Yeah. Samaya, I've heard of
Samaya. Yeah. I've got a new guy called Torb LaRoche coming. He's another guy from Oslo, from Norway.
What's with this Norway connection?
I think just because Fred Fades, he sent me his Project Brief to release. I released that. It did really well. And, it just kind of one thing spirals into the next and you meet new people. And
are these all hip-hop projects?
So you meet new friends.
Meet people.
And that's just how it's kind of
that kind of links
you know?
In nicely with every week on the show, Mice has to investigate. You know, it's all about finding these life hacks and making life easier for people. So this week's investigation that Mice is asking people is the weirdest, strangest scenarios, places that you've met people.
Yeah, what's the most random or weirdest place you've ever made a friend? Think about it now. Be careful because...
Oh, man, that's on the spot.
Yeah, but you've met... I mean, like you're saying, with this label thing.
Yeah, but an actual friend.
You want to say that to them, yeah? We're not friends. This is just business.
I mean, people... Oh, they've all become friends, yeah. definitely. Yeah. I mean, Lewis, you know, people like that. All the guys on the label, that's the thing I'm trying to do with the label, is create a home for these people, create a crew, like, not just so it's like just a label, you know? Like... Mm. So yeah, all these guys, and because we've all got things in common, it's easy to become friends and build stuff up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
How did you meet Lewis?
Like I said earlier, from just doing that show, I booked him in Milton Keynes for a show,
and then he hit you up,
and yeah, he just asked me if
put my record out.
Yeah,
he was on the
hustle.
And
I'll be your friend.
Yeah, basically.
But what else have other people been saying, Myerson? Oh, sorry, Dan.
We've got a guy called Bora as well from Russia.
Okay,
so just released two of his records, which have both done really well. Mr. Brown as well, done plenty of projects.
Are these all hip hop projects?
Yeah, a lot of instrumental and you know vocal stuff as well. I mean, me and Lewis have put out. I've released 18 records with Lewis.
Serious?
Yeah.
What, in the last how many years?
Since 2011.
That's nice, man.
And I've done about 30 on... So all together, I've put out about 50 releases, all on vinyl.
So is this all you're doing? This is like the day job then, putting out the vinyl?
This is it. I mean, I work part-time in Marks & Spencer's, doing 12 hours a day, stacking shelves to... make this happen.
Wow, Batman, give me a high five. I respect that. I love
that. Take that money out of them corporate Marks and Spencer's motherfuckers and put that back into the hip hop team. You get me? That's how we roll.
That's it, you know, it's like you know, I'd be lying if I said, you know, it's making loads of money. It's not, and but I'm getting by, and it's getting to a point, you know, it's not just about money, but it is at the stage where I have to be able to make money to, yeah. To live, yeah. To do what I have a passion for, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is, and that's the problem a lot of people have, is that they don't really know when to make that transition.
Yeah.
It's like it can be a hobby at first when you're living at home and mum's cooking this and that. But then there's a point where it's like, okay, exactly. I need to get out. I'm like 60 years old. I need to work out what the fuck I'm doing with my life.
And so how do we convince people to support then?
By coming on your show.
Exactly. So what's, you know, your email, what's your website and stuff?
It's called www.kingunderground.com.
Yeah, so check it out, because I just like the whole ethos of what you're building there. You know, your heart is obviously in it. You're putting the effort into making quality products, because anyone and their auntie can just upload videos onto YouTube that they filmed on their phone. Not there's anything wrong with that, Mr. Brown, or anything like that. You know, anyone can do that.
Oh man, Mr. Brown's getting it today.
And he has no mic time to be able to defend himself. This is Dan's right hand man who's coming to the studio to save just, him from me.
She's using as a punch bag right now on there, and she
no, but it's easy to like go that route, or just get famous on Snapchat or something, couldn't it? So to see someone that there are labels still existing championing quality international hip hop out I think is a wonderful thing. So it's a pleasure for us.
And the other thing I'm
here.
Trying to do as well is not just obviously have people like Lewis, who, you know, Lewis is kind of like the backbone to the label, but I'm trying to put out these new guys, you know. I'm trying to, like, Sir Myers, Mr. Brown, people that not necessarily new, but people don't know about them, and it's a good feeling, especially with, I mean, I know you guys hadn't heard of Fred and Ivan, but, you know, I released their first record, and I feel like I've kind of put them on the map a little bit, and that's a
so
nice,
they better
a nice feeling.
Yeah, but
it's
owe
a
you.
It's just a nice feeling, you know, to put people on.
That's really what hip-hop is about as well, you know.
Nice, like, feeling.
Yeah, it's a nice feeling, but it's also about spreading that underground flavour, you know. When you hear quality, and when you know there's quality, and you have the chance to put it out there, and you're making it happen, that's what really what it's about, man.
This whole conversation is just tying in perfectly with the conversation I was having. I know.
It's such an emotional mother love.
It's because I've had no sleep. Can I just put that disclaimer out there as well, that I've not
had
enough sleep to really be presenting the show right now, so I'm really sorry about that, Mr. Brown and Dan. But Mice is here, so you're safe. But let's play people some music that's representing King Underground. I definitely want to hear this Lewis track, because I got Lewis is easily one of my all-time favourite producers to come out of this country. Like, I just love his catalogue. I love the man with the golden sound and the 700 SPs or something now.
I think it's
on?
703 now.
Okay, damn.
What,
yeah.
SPs? Jesus,
I love Lewis. Lewis. But yeah, what an ill catalogue of that he has behind him as well. And that represents UK music too. And so I thought it was only correct that we played the track that you guys put out by Lewis Parker. And this is called Mellow Blow. Make sure you're hitting us up on the email hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Mm-hmm. We still want to hear from you with your answers for Maestro's investigation. Mm-hmm. And coming up very soon, we're going to have Elliot Fresh in the studio joining us, as well as our interview from Eric Sermon. So keep it locked right here to Foodbar Radio with myself, Sarah Love, and Maestro Diggy.
So fresh, y'all, to the death, y'all. Check it out now. Yo, I'm straight on the low, back in LO. This is heavy blow, sniper shot for the foe. Enemy who I know, but we not show them. These hating niggas stay hating, but my sound stay golden. Fought to capture them frozen and spoken with ill words. My sound cinematic like Spielberg. These niggas still herb. My shot kill bird, hit target on point. Late night, bad bitch, slow joint. Niggas need to rewind the joint. Put my G's on that Michael Knight. Undercover getting G's, man, out of sight. These haters talking breeze, man, they on the pipe. I only deal with trees, fam, get that right. Some flight, thoughts born, early warning. Zoned out, scheming plans at 6 in the morning. It's elementary, homes. I stay with these bombs, that stay rocking these domes. So fall back, it's a mellow blow. I keep a fat, heavy track, y'all already know. Say word, you know the plan. Me and Shorty in the sun with 1,000 grand. So fall back, it's a mellow blow. I keep a fat, heavy track, y'all already know. Say
words, you know the plan. Me and Shorty in the sun with a foul surprise. I'm laying low like undercovers on a stakeout. Convict ready to break out. It's on this late night detective work. Take flight, enterprise like Captain Kirk. Stay alert as we flirt with danger. Some was taking pot shots, but got murked by the top aimer. The lone stranger, fugitive like Richard Kimball. Always making plans, cause the operation never simple. Dissect the sound like a clinical proceeding. Haters catch feelings. Young whack producers must be dreaming. Steady scheming with a demon on your shoulder. I drop the bomb, it's over. SP supernova. Pussy sound one test. I rest them up in the coma. Word, you know the steelo. Getting money, staying incognito. Your whole team is honey and treacle. The beat lethal, sound regal. Soaring high, seeing sights with an eye of an eagle.
So fall back, it's a mellow blow. I keep a fat, heavy track, y'all already know. Say word, you know the plan. Me and Shorty in the sun with a thousand grand. So fall back, it's a mellow blow. I keep a fat, heavy track, y'all already know. Say word, you know the plan. Me and Shorty in the sun with a thousand grand.
Hardcore slick, lounging like a big boss. On the case like Shaft with a tip off. Ready for liftoff. Aerodynamic, sounds hella gigantic. Got these rap bandits in panic. Across the Atlantic with the real ill. Smooth groove, James Bond, license to kill. These whack cats got no skill. Shit is real. Niggas fake moves and get punked in they grill. So chill, EPMD, cause this is strictly business. Any sound tests and get diminished. This is Popeye with fresh spinach. Strong arm the SP, your beat man is finished. The eyewitness made it an open closed case. Living like ain't nothing safe. These snakes come with two face. I'm on the low like the bass as I plan the maneuver. Chilling out with a fine chick and a slow groover.
Straight up. So fall back, it's a mellow blow. I keep a fat, heavy track, y'all already know. Say word, you know the plan. Me and Shorty in the sun with a thousand grand. So fall back, it's a mellow blow. I keep a fat, heavy track, y'all already know. Say word, you know the plan. Me and Shorty in the sun with a thousand grand. Come on.
Mellow Blow, Lewis Parker. That's one of your King Underground projects, right, Dan?
Yeah, and that's coming out pretty soon on a 12-inch called Release of Stress, which Lewis has just finished up and sent me, so yeah, look out for that soon.
Exciting things, and you bought a crate of like goodies as well, yeah, of wax for me. So what's in the box that people need?
Oh, there's too much stuff. I'd have to look in it. There's the new Bora album called Soviet Aesthetics, Bora and Mr. Robberhood, the new Yogi Soul project by Nights, new Samaya Diamond 7, one of my records with, because I produce under the name of Pings, featuring Ivan Av, track I did with Planet Asia. There's loads of stuff in there, loads of stuff.
Ew.
So, yeah.
And what's the next release you got coming in?
The next release is Lewis's release called Release the Stress. So, and the Yogi Soul is literally coming out on June 17th. So that's the next release.
Right, you got a lot of scheduling going on, innit?
Yeah.
Jesus, man.
Where are you pressing all your vinyl up now?
Well, I use a plant.
Secret location. Yeah,
I know.
Can't
he
tell
says
you that, man.
Come
eyes,
on, man.
Yeah. All right, we're going to have to talk off
can't
air,
give
bro.
That away.
You know what I'm saying?
In like Czech Republic or something.
Yeah, no, I use a place called, I use a broker called Key Productions, and that's all I'm saying.
Dan, show us some luck now. You bought a box of
that's
vinyl,
a lot of info,
so I'll
right
let you
there,
off.
Boy.
And then remind people again if they want to find out more about all the fly work that you're doing, how should they look you up?
Best thing really is the website or www.kingunderground.com or our SoundCloud page, because then you're always getting the new stuff or demos that are coming up, or there's always stuff on there, so follow us on all the social media, all the usual stuff.
Lovely jubbly.
Yeah.
And Mice, so you've had some
yeah, I've had some feedback, man. Do hit us up at FUBAR Radio, at DJ Sarah Lovell, at Mice Diggy on the Twitter machine, and also hiphop at FUBARradio.com. What I've been investigating is real serious, because, you know, there are a lot of lonely people out there, so I just want to help them out. There's places you can always meet new friends. You don't have to be on Tinder. And
do people make friends on
fingers
Tinder?
Fingersinthebooty.com. Huh?
I've never even seen it. Do people actually make friends on Tinder, though?
That's not, bro, the general idea.
You know what I found out?
It's like, I don't even need to know your name, fool.
I know someone who's
just
running a business
there
on Tinder, off of Tinder. They're like meeting. Yeah, they've set the demographic to like you know, 40-year-old women who need personal training or some shit like that. Yeah.
Personal training. Right. This is the code language. See, I'm such.
That's
an
what I was wondering. I was like, man, how do you know
about these worlds?
Yeah, I was like, how do you know whether then they're like they might be looking for more than just they might than think
personal training,
like air quote personal training. So okay, yeah. But anyway, on the emails we've got who's hit us up? Tony. Tony's got a good one, man. I can relate to this.
Okay.
I made a friend at an airport while waiting for a connecting flight to New Zealand. He was going to Australia. We met at the airport waiting lounge. We bonded over music and films.
Bonded.
And our love of waiting in stupid airports when you are really jet lagged and have no idea where you are. Tony, I don't even know if he's a fucking Australian, but it felt cool
right, talking
like that, mate. Go fucking punch a fucking Dario the Danny. No? All right,
I
punch
like how
cone,
he
then.
Used the word bonded. That made it. Yeah. That made it quite.
I mean,
spiritual.
It's, you know, when you've done that 12 hours, you know, like from here to wherever you somewhere
we're
in
virtually related.
Yeah, it's like, yo, I feel your pain. You know, the glaze over. See, Sarah's got the glaze over her eyes. That's the look.
I did think about just wearing sunglasses for the whole show. That's how ragged I am right now.
People would be like, oh shit, she's on the rock star shit now. She just did it.
Yeah, that's why I did it.
Sermon. Yeah.
Like,
so, you know, but yeah, shout out to Tony. Anyway. I can relate to that one for sure. Mm. Kelly says, I used to go swimming every other day after work, and this girl, Jess, used to come there often too. It got to a stage where I'd see her there so often that I had to say hello. We're still good friends. The swimming.
I like how she's like, I had to. It was almost like this was forced upon her.
I think, but it's
not her own choice.
All right, so say your neighbours. It's like, it does become a bit weird when you don't, like 3, 4, 5 years have gone and it's like, yeah, we don't actually speak. You just look at each other with that awkward look. Yeah, there's a point where you're like, okay, look, we're going to have to say hello. So I can feel where Kelly's coming from. I just want to know how she done it while she was swimming. Because, you know what I mean?
I'm not a great swimmer. I swim quite a lot and that is quite an awkward one because you see like the regular faces in the swimming pool. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you want to be polite, say, hi, how are you doing? But then it's like, I swam straight past you.
That ain't going to work for me, like, especially because I've got the orange armbands. I'm not a great swimmer, you know what I mean? I'll put it out there like that. I ain't really, I stick to the demographic. Yeah, I'm proud.
We need selfies of you.
I'm proud of that shit. Yeah, so when I've got the orange armbands on, I know I look a bit intimidating, so I don't always get people saying hello to me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
kind of weird. The only person that I make sure that I'm friends with is the lifeguard, because obviously
he might save you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know. But anyway, let's carry on. Shout to Off Key. He says, simply prison. I'm sure you made a lot of friends in prison. Just, you know what I mean? Just don't get too friendly though, because you know how it goes down in prison, bro.
Or.
Yo, shout to Sally Burrow, avid listener. Shout to Sal Freckles. Mm. She says, in the park, another mummy while pushing children on the swings. I made a very good friend. Aww.
So unity.
Yeah.
See? That's solidarity.
Ash says, Blockbuster video. Damn, that's taking it back,
what's
boy.
What's that?
Don't you remember Blockbusters? I got you there. Hey, Blockbusters, that's old school, man.
I love that South Park episode when he wants to open a Blockbuster video. But then it turns into like The Shining with this like a haunted Blockbuster. Anyway, just go check out. I told you, I'm too tired to actually be.
That was definitely random. But, yeah. I mean, I'd be worried about it. It depends what section of Blockbuster you meet somebody, innit?
Oh, like because where there is the porn section.
Yeah, you know, you'd be like, hey, okay, I don't want to shake that hand.
I didn't know there was a porn section.
Yeah, they used to have a porn section right in the back. When you used to go to that. Yo, shout to Michael Skaysbrook. He says, the Ukraine. That is a weird place. Random. Yeah, that's Ukraine.
Someone right now in the UK, Ukraine's having that conversation. They're like, I met someone in the weirdest place, London.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's weird as hell.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Aww. Shout to Money Bopare. He says, detention. I don't know how old he is.
Oh,
but
like school detention. Or, yeah, let's maybe school detention. Or
yeah, I guess.
But you're not allowed to speak in detention, are you? At school, anyway.
I mean, it depends what type of detention it is and what type of teachers do. You know, sometimes you used to get detention and the teacher's just rolling up a joint, just like, yeah, you lot can do what the fuck you want. I just wanted to get out. You know what I mean? Being at home with the missus. So, you know, I could appreciate what he's saying there, but it depends what type of detention anyway.
Mm. Technicalities.
Richard Rooney Roon says back of a riot van. Oi, oi, mate, you know what I mean? I got arrested. Yeah, I got caught. Do you know what I mean? I'm still a fucking gangster now, yeah?
Was Amy up playing on the radio? So they're just like gearing up to go kick shit.
Back of a riot van, Jesus. This is a good one. It's funny. Greg Blackman, we've had him on the show before. Mm. Doing cocaine off the bar in Ibiza Hotel. I wouldn't say the friendship was a lasting one, but it was fucking strong for a couple of hours there. Jesus Christ, man. What type of fucking listeners have we got out there anyway?
I know. I thought Greg was a decent kind of guy. Now I'm
he is a decent guy, man. He is. Hey, I'm sure he's reformed, man.
He's good at appearing as a decent kind of guy. Wow. Yeah, Greg, man. That was like a previous life because he's all like soul and love.
Yeah, he's
and
all soulful. Hey.
I love how much he loves his wife. I keep seeing him online talking about how much he loves his wife. So love you guys for that. But yeah, keep the messages coming through to us.
Keep them coming in. hiphop@fubarradio.com. You can at us on Twitter at DJ Sarah Love, at Mice Diggy, or at Fubar Radio, mother lovers. Let's carry on with the show because I think we're getting too friendly up on this bitch.
But Dan, we're going to play one more track from King Underground Records. This is Yogi Soul Intention. Is this out now?
Well, this is coming out June 17th, and the track's featuring Ivan Ab. But yeah, the album's up for pre-order now on kingunderground.com. Just a little plug.
Pluggity plug plug.
Are you coming out?
Better blues, made them all better. How the rose got new vibe, like I don't know what I'ma do. Just had to sing a song just to cope with the mood. Like do 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 do. Yeah, I see you making moves, but it don't move me. Radio wouldn't know what to do with me. I don't know what to do with them, so I guess we cool, man. Yeah, I heard the circle all be talking like squares. Like we need a wax joint that we can get on the air. Like y'all running low on a high purpose. Everybody trying to get fly on some Hindenburg shit. Well, quick, the tidal waves roll by me like a junkie on the stolen Bianchi. Hey, I'ma stay in the shade, lean on my tree. Before noon, the sun gon' move and shine on me, no doubt. Man, how you feeling? Lover, how you living? Brother, are you building? What's your intentions with it? Fam, hey, how you feeling? Lover, how you living? Brother, are you building? What's your intentions with it? I told my pops these are folk songs. The crowbar to bend time. Bust open the locks. I'm still knee deep, soaked to the socks. Before I let them dry, got shows to rock. Got doubts, yeah, I show who got them. Won't walk through the door like I do without them. See, all I can offer you for your time is make you feel like you just walked a mile in mine like this. Hey, she walked past like a young Sade. Should've sat back like a young Aubrey. All the mistakes I made trying to find an exit. Between thick legs, this shit was reckless. I had to stop chasing booty for real. That's what I told my dude on the stoop. Just shooting the breeze, you know them June evenings. When you feeling how you feeling, caught between you and the you you envision. Like, man, how you feeling? Lover, how you living? Brother, are you building? What's your intentions with it? Fan, hey, how you feeling? Lover, how you living? Brother, are you building? What's your intentions with it?
That was very nice. Yogi Soul, that's another cut that is appearing on King Underground Records. And we were just talking to the leader of King Underground. That is Dan. He was live in the studio with us. But right now, it's time to hit you with some amazing things that happened, like over this last few days. We have had EPMD
over these last few days.
Basically last Thursday, EPMD performed in London, Long Island's own. That's Eric and Parrish Making Dollars. They're probably one of my favourite groups in the history of hip hop. They put out just straight classic material from a golden age of music history at Def Jam Records. And
This golden age.
And I mean, arguably, they're one of the most influential groups in hip hop. Easily, man.
Definitely one of the most influential groups. Because come on, man, like, they put out classics, and that whole business, you know, everything was to do with the business, strictly business, back to business. Come on, man. The fishnet. Fishing hats.
Look at you.
They weren't in fishing
stockings. Where's your mind at, man?
I didn't know. I did not picture the green-eyed bandit in fishnet stockings just then. They used to wear the fisherman hats.
That's what I said, because I did, after the show, I did ask Parrish. I was like, you know, because I love all of their record sleeves and everything. Yeah. Like, all the album covers, just their whole style that they, you know, to me, that they just exemplified all of that. And I did say to him, have you still got all of those clothes from back in the day? And he's like, hell yeah. He's like, no, I'm sure. So yeah, I was loving it. But I think it's funny because they just influenced so many other groups. And what I was wonderful about meeting them too is how nice they are as people. They're just decent people.
They weren't uppity, like, oh man.
They weren't divas or anything like that. And so I just think, you know, there's a lot of people that you meet who they need to just check themselves before they wreck themselves. So it's always, I love it when you meet people who are of like legendary status and they're just cool. Mad down to earth. They've been in the UK on tour. I know they tour up in Manchester as well. Shout out to Jungle Brown, who we had on the show a couple weeks ago, because they were the opening act at London show. Yeah, so it's really nice to see them there representing as well. And Eric Sermon, he's one half at EPMD, if you call them a duo, which he does discuss that in the interview as well. He's gone on to, after EPMD and as part of the group, he's gone on to produce hit records for like so many artists in and out of hip hop, from, you know, your Red MFs to Busta, LL Cool J, through to Roger Troutman, you know, Beyonce, D'Angelo, even
Janet Jackson, no? Didn't he do something?
I think maybe you're right. Yeah. And then even Lyndon David Hall.
Oh, wow.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace, man.
And, you know, so I just think Eric Sermon is just such a mad musical guy, and that comes through in his tracks, you know. And so after the show, while Parrish was signing autographs and taking pics with the fans and stuff,
I got to do famous shit. Sarah's doing even more famous shit, like interviewing Eric Sermon.
Yeah, basically. And then but before I got to talk to him, he was chatting to a young lad who was asking him about like the inner workings of the music industry and why only certain types of music gets promoted, music and sounds and things gets promoted. So so Eric picks up on that in the interview too at the beginning. And I've got to say, he's a pretty lively person. Yeah. I was having to chase him.
He's a fun guy.
In the interview. Yeah. And he's possibly one of my favorite interviewees today, even though he did cuss me out for missing the beginning of the show. He did. He was just like, shut up, Sarah, where were you? So, but yes, it was fantastic chatting with him. So without further ado, let me drop you some of this lovely chat that I got to have with Eric Sermon of EPMD just this last week in London. You're locked into Fubar Radio. I'm so pleased to have.
Stop it.
Pardon?
Talking all that ruckus and all that. This right here is the biggest hype girl. I can't. Eric,
I am.
My favorite. Oh, it's an EPMD. I'm coming.
It's all truth. I'm here. No, I'm so happy to have just been able to finally catch you live. You know,
I was going through your timeline and I was like, you know, see how many people you interviewed, you know. I'm like, you know, I said, well, Sarah, she interviewed a lot of folks, you know what I'm saying? That's cool. I mean, it's cool, though, too, that they talk to you, because I feel like every artist should appreciate somebody who wanted to interview them, take a picture with them, or say what's up to them. So it's good that you was able to get the interviews from them, too.
I just feel like it's my duty, you know. I love hip-hop. I owe so much to hip-hop, and I think it's an important legacy that gets documented correctly, you know, and that means
You're right. See, I know we don't get into that question, but when the guy was asking me the question about why do you think it's one way, I didn't want to tell him, you know, because he ain't going to get it. Me and my DJ talked about this today, about One Track Mind of our people. No matter what, you're partying to it, but it's making you dumber and it's keeping our community into one mind state.
Okay, so seeing as you started on that note then, I know this is an ongoing and almost cliched thing to be discussing, but where are you at with hip-hop today? I mean, whether you want to talk about the commercial side of things or, you know, the underground cats who are really holding it down still, how do you feel about what's going on in hip-hop right now?
You know, this is the weird part. You see that Kendrick and J. Cole are getting Grammys, selling records, but you choose to do something else and don't sell. That's confusing to me. But I guess to them, they are making popular music because they're on the radio. But nobody cares about it. Find it because it's a moment.
I want to have an open heart and an open mind with art, you know. But I don't feel that same...
I don't care what anybody says. I mean, there's no need to front on that. Like Chaos One says, it used to be a point where you hear a song and you'd be like, oh, shit, they made that? I'm going to make something doper than that.
But goosebump music.
Right. But now the mentality is, oh, they made that? I can make that too. So everything sounds the same. And this is what they're doing. They are duplicating each other. And I don't feel that that's creativity. And I don't care what they tell me. I'm not hating on you. I'm just telling you to make something creative that you made, that you did with your own brain, and not follow a trend. Everybody in hip-hop that came out during our era, we all had our own identity. We didn't sound like each other, and we all sold records. So don't tell me that you can't sell records by being different.
That was almost part of our code in hip-hop, that you had to be you and sound like you. When was that turning point where it became this kind of homogenized thing?
I don't know what year it was. I just know that it changed. Because I can't say the 97, because that's when the South started ringing out. But don't forget the Death Squad came and DMX came. So we had some in between. So I don't know where it really made a complete turn. I just know right now we're a complete turn and we in one space. And something is wrong with that.
So who are you feeling at the moment then, whether that's producers, rappers?
Just Kendrick and Jay. I just think that there's the hip-hop that's supposed to be made. It's that and the Joey Badasses and all the other underground people who I heard about. I think that's what we should be having a balance with. And hip-hop is not what they're doing. It's rap music. Hip-hop is a different type of culture. Hip-hop is what it is. It's graffiti, breakdancing, DJing, beatboxing, and rapping, which is the five elements of hip-hop. It's not, you know, you can't just call that hip-hop. It's not right.
One of the things that I appreciate about you so much as a producer is that you're someone who's successfully been able to tread that line from doing those commercially palatable, you know, and I say that with respect, records, but then at the same time, you've fully got that underground credibility.
Yeah, well, I guess if you say me doing R&B, but I don't mean to. If a record crossed, that's not my intention. Like I was talking to Dr. Dre and Snoop and saying how big the Chronic got. The Chronic is not something that they want to make commercial. It just became commercial. You know, music, I felt it. It became commercial. EPMD crossover became commercial, to, I guess, in people's eyes. But I don't look at that part. I'm making what I feel is real, you know? So,
can you confirm for me, was music at one point potentially going to be an EPMD record, not an Eric Sermon record?
Music wasn't going to be nobody record. The music was a record that I was making for my personal use, and my friend stole a CD out the deck and then took it to California, and then it was heard. But I wasn't making it for a record. I was making it for my homegirl, bring the acapella album home to me. I wanted to hear how it sounds in the loop.
And then also another dope thing with that record, my niece, who is a musician now, the radio was playing in the background when my sister was in labor. And the moment she was born, music came on the radio.
Dope. That's dope. Appreciate it. That's dope.
And it sums her up so much. But, you know, that's a jam that I can still rock in a club all over the world and the whole club is partying.
I think that the 90s era, I never seen no music stand the test of time like that does. That's why they can say what they want to say about this music. There's nothing fucking with the golden era.
And that's what I love about the EPMD catalog as well. There's anthems you guys have got. What is the ultimate EPMD anthem for you?
I don't know. I think that You Got to Chill is probably one of our biggest records in people's eyes. So what you're saying is one of the biggest ones too. But when Paris made Rampage, I figured that the intro to Rampage is one of the most exciting intros to me that I ever heard. But again, Headbanger was, you know, we do got some anthems. It's bugged out to say though, but I think that in people's eyes, You Got the Chill is the EPMD's biggest record.
For me, it's probably So What You Say, because for me, that's the first tune that I think of when I think of EPMD.
It's bugged out too, as far as it's bugged on how many artists, our colleagues that are EPMD fans. Besides the fans, that's what really bugs me out. Like all the colleagues who their favorite rap group is, you know, Fife Dawg, God Bless the Dead, or Chris Rock, or Common, or Puffy, or if it's, you know, Pharrell, or Pete Rock, my favorite rap group is EPMD. That right there is something to test by, that you did something if your colleagues are giving you that.
I would definitely say EPMD are one of the archetypal duos in hip-hop. Just last week, we had M.O.P. were performing in London, another one of my favourite duos, you know.
Redman's Post?
Yeah. He must have been watching me or something. But I was so pleased, though, at the same time, to see that, because that reminds everyone, okay, you better recognise we've got M.O.P. who are current, they're relevant, and they are still ripping it. Like, that's an awesome live show and everything. And for me, I feel it's a shame when we see warriors like Fife passing or a Sean Price or something, and then it becomes something that's trending after the fact. But these are people that we need to be putting on a pedestal while they're around.
Sarah, I'm going to take this mic and choke you with it right now.
Why?
Because
we're friends.
I was in Detroit, and this man said the words that you said. He said, don't let them celebrate you while you're dead. Have them celebrate you while you're living. So you saying that to me right now gave me chills through my whole body, because you were the second person that said something like that, that I never heard that in my life except that day and today.
I feel like this is an issue that we genuinely are facing in hip-hop, but who is going to look after the legacy of hip-hop if we aren't doing it? So what can we be doing actively as a community? Whether you're a fan in the street, you're a world-recognized producer, you're a DJ, what should people be doing to ensure that, you know, because when you look at rock music, no one's going to let Led Zeppelin get dissed, you know what I mean?
Never.
So how are we going to protect our story?
Our people are a different breed. I don't know what's going to happen with us. You know, we got issues. We just ain't going to get together. We're going to sit there. We're going to hate. So it's what we're going to do. We're going to hate.
That sounds very pessimistic, though.
But this is what it is. I mean, if something changes, I would love it to happen. But if you go and say something, you're the mad rapper. If you say that too, what you wearing, myself? You old. It's always something that's going to go on to you trying to say something for this, it's going to be a problem, because the young people just ain't the same people. We had an open mind. They don't.
But then, you know, you can't just leave the blind leading the blind, isn't it? It's like, you know, we've got to be the change we want to see in the world.
Have the platforms to be able to have it so we can make a change on it to say, yo, boom, 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 you know?
Other than EPMD and M.O.P., who are your favorite hip-hop duos?
Well, Run DMC is what we come from.
But are they a trio or a duo?
Well, you're right.
People say that about EPMD too.
Wow. Yes. I think that EPMD is more of a duo than Run DMC. You're right about that too. But it's still Run DMC. Even though Jam has a J, but it says Run DMC. So they are it. Now DJ Run's my name. Jam Master J. But we patent our whole thing around them too. You know what's so bugged out? Because I never really realized how many dope duos we do got, like the Pete Rock, CL Smooth, and you look at, you know, Tribe is a group, you know, but they only had two rappers. So that's why I give them duo. You know, Red and Meth, that was really powerful. Still Nice and Smooth is still a powerful duo, you know. Group De La Soul, but still two rappers. There's some powerful duos out there. Definitely was, you know, you don't look at the groups as much because there's so many solo artists, but yeah, we got some groups where did make some noise, you know.
And it's difficult to survive as a group or a duo in the music industry, full stop. And you know, you guys have managed to make it through a couple breakups and makeups.
Like, it is, because you're dealing with two personalities and two major stars. You know, rest in peace to Fife Dawg. Something happened between them that they couldn't fix, that me and Paris were able to fix, you know. And now he's dead, we'll never see it again. You know, that's the sad part about Tribe Called Quest. So, you know, again, it was messed up about that. That's why, you know, me and Pete, we felt when Tupac and Biggie died that that wasn't going to be us. We were going to be mad at us. You know, we're going to come and go rock for you. You know what I'm saying? I understand that, too. Some people just didn't be able to get back. They didn't make it, you know? And but that's how short life is. Now, I know that probably Tip is probably saying, damn, I had that opportunity. And I let the whole world down. But again, I can't say it because I don't know what they was going through. So
what is the secret then to succeed as a duo in hip hop?
To me, everything is peace. You know, like Bob Marley was saying about just inject love into your daily. And then you get older. You're supposed to get older and learn. You're walking around breathing and not living. You're supposed to grow up and learn and become men. You know, I become men. You know why we come and do this? The money, of course, ain't great. It's good, though. But somebody out there is doing bad. Somebody out there have the moment. Somebody lost their job. One dude tonight lost his mother yesterday. To go and then give somebody something that's going through something. Because music is second language. There's talking in his music. It changes the world. So that's why you go. Because you could have had a bad day. But tomorrow night, EPMD's coming, and I'm going to enjoy myself. And that's the whole thing about what life is, about what you got to do and your responsibility as a person. I got to go out there. So that's what goes on. I'm asking you a question. That's what it's about. You go for the people who made you, and you go tell them thank you.
So do you feel a responsibility then to fly a flag for hip-hop?
Yes. Because Nina Simone said that artists have responsibility to tell a person something. Whatever's going on or whatever they tell them, that's your responsibility. So me and Paris told people about the crossover, told them about the gold digger, told them about gotta get the people. That's what hip-hop was. Hip-hop taught you how to live, how to move, current events. That's what NWA talk about. We told you. Now these kids don't learn nothing. So now it's us as responsibility for a child. How do we let them listen to it? So social media took this new generation by storm. Our generation of parents, we failed our children. Not on purpose.
Why do you say that?
Because we wasn't prepared for social media. The world has changed. We was raised nice. We had the last parents that had control, it was a normalcy in the world.
So speaking of legacies then, I mean, you guys were at the heart of one of the ultimate hip-hop fairy tales being at Def Jam. What's one of your ultimate memories or moments from that era?
The Runs House tour. Again, being on tour, getting called from your mentors to be on tour. And that, again, was the ultimate time in my life of being on the Run DMC tour with Run DMC, Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince and Public Enemy. That was my... If you ask Prowse, he'll tell you that too.
You came out here too, isn't it? I think it was 88, that tour?
Yep, 88.
I wish I could have been there as well. For me, you've got to go down as one of my favorite hip-hop producers. Who are your favorite hip-hop producers?
I got to say us, which is Parrish, because of the fact that Parrish got this shit where it's the 4-bar sample, which I didn't like and I didn't understand until later when I found out how dope he was and what he was doing. So... is Marley Marl, of course, Dre, Primo. The whole Diamond D, all of them is great. But I just know that funk music, what we did, Dre and Preem and Teddy Riley and Quick and, you know, Pete Rock, those boys had something that was very special. They all had something. The 90s was just incredible, period. But again, when it comes down to a producer, like I said before, it got to be what we was able to do. I think that, no, I don't want to sit here and give us all the credit, though, but nobody was fucking with us what we was doing. We didn't have no producer. We produced our own music. So everybody had somebody to go to. We didn't. We did it.
So that's a lot about what has happened. What can people be looking forward to now with the EPMD story? What's going to be next after this tour?
Right here. This is it. We are giving back to the world of what we're doing. The touring and the merch, and we're going to make some very special vinyls coming.
Yeah, I've heard talk of a potential album. Is that correct?
Vinyls, singles. You know, people talk about albums, but people don't support. You know, it just don't happen no more. You got a couple of fans here and there, and when you do stuff, it's hard work. So we just keep it as his vinyl specials, singles here and there, and keep touring.
Just like music.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. No doubt.
Just like music.
To relax my mind so I can be free and absorb the sound that keep me round, doing my thing constantly with no worries. Peace to keep Murray.
Just like music.
To keep me flowing, to keep me going, to keep me growing, to keep me to eat from knowing what happens out there. It's not my concern. You wanna die, it's not my turn.
Just like music.
To do something to me like jumping a Mercedes on the highway, doing over 80 without music, baby.
Ow! I'll go crazy. Yeah. Just like music.
Make me call my homie on the phone, like there's something new out that got me in the zone. Just that feeling got me, I wish music can adopt me.
Just like music.
Music.
My
woman got me in the air singing sweet nothings. Make love come out the mouth, no fronting, like all of a sudden.
Just like music.
Taking away your worries and cares. Any problems, music will be right there. Together match, yo, we a perfect pair. Is that true, Marvin?
Yeah, music.
Yo, to get you the bangness, body soul snatcher, universal language, it be the light. So open up, this is it, what the fuck?
Just like music.
One fly tune that have black and white vibe in one room. No confrontation, poly or night, it's just a sensation.
Just like music.
Man, oh man, oh man, that was crazy.
That was crazy, right?
That's beautiful hearing Eric Sermon talking about Tribe Called Quest, De La Soul, you know, and he just sounds like, I mean, he just sounds real. He sounds like he's not trying to pretend this and that, you know, like when even that last bit about when you said, I heard there's a new album coming, or, you know, I heard the albums might be made, and he's like, you know. It's a lot of hard work. Like, it's true, man.
This is what we're doing. And I've got to say, when you're meeting a lot of artists, there are some artists that you meet and they talk one way when you're not on the microphone, where they're just talking like a normal person kind of thing. And then when you put the microphone on, then it becomes
the
like
character.
Yeah, sort of thing. But with Eric Sermon, as you probably guessed a little bit in that interview we just played you there, he was just like Rago the whole time.
I mean, it was more real. I wouldn't even say he was Rago. I think he was just like, look,
no, that's true.
And they're the better interviews when it's a conversation rather than it's like, here's these questions that I've researched and on Wikipedia it says that you're doing, you know. That sounded like he was being honest with you, and he respected the fact that you were saying things that he was like, oh man, like, that's weird, there's only other one person that said that to me, you know. And then he starts relaying the fact that you are meant to enjoy this, and you know, it's pretty cool, man. Like, I think that for a lot of people out there, they need to remember like what he was saying, man. Like, whilst you're here and able to do this shit, you should do it. Don't hold back and don't feel like, you know, well, we don't get on anymore. And it's like, it's a duty, man. If there are people that are really into your music or really into whatever you're producing, you might be just a painter, you might be whoever. It's just like, do it, man, and keep these people enjoying it. That's the whole point of life, really.
He was a mad cool dude. Passion. So if you missed any of that interview, hit up foodbarradio.com/hiphop and you can listen back to it right there. It's definitely worth peeping what the good man has got to say. Coming up very soon, we're going to be talking to our two special guest MCs who are going to be taking part in today's open mic, so keep it locked right here to FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio presents
Don Brown and Hugh Joseph.
You've had to maybe being really, really shit scared of something, and then you just had to do it anyway.
Magic mushrooms.
Fucking perfect. What a fucking perfect example.
Peer pressure is a bitch, man, you know.
What happened?
Fucking crazy.
Was it so
fucking crazy.
Was it amazing?
Shit coming alive, fucking walls moving, thinking you're gonna die, heart palpitations.
Oh, God.
I can feel my heart.
I've been pumping, like I can actually feel it, like my hands got in my chest.
Every Tuesday,
Dom Brown and Hugh Joseph.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Yo, what's up? This is Paris Smith, cooling with Sarah Love and Mice Diggy all day 2016. You got to chill. EPMD in effect, boy. Strictly business.
That's right, foodbarradio.com.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yes, son, you know what I'm saying? We got a special guest up here right now.
No,
that was a sweet American accent. Yeah, I need to stop with that
no,
shit.
No, that was like, wasn't even Canadian
I
or
fucked
anything.
Up, man.
Yeah.
Yo, Elliot Fresh, welcome back, mama lover.
Safe.
Oh, hat hit the mic first time around. But yeah, safe. Thanks for having me back.
How are you, man? You good?
Yeah, I'm pretty chill, man. It's been a right day at work.
Yeah.
I'm here now. So yeah. So
That's what
you're
we
just
are.
On the work hustle.
The hip hop show is the crack in the clouds whenever. You need to turn that frown upside
down.
And it
rained as I was walking home as well. It just came down.
Oh, that's why the afro. I see the afro popping out the back of that.
No, this is just natural, man. This is just, you know.
What's going on, man? So you got a release out now?
Yeah, man. Well, I've got a pre-order out currently on Boom Bap Professionals Bandcamp. Mm. And it's for an album I did with my late friend Fish. And we're basically putting it on wax and all profits going to Mind Charity.
Mind Charity? What charity is that? You know I don't trust charities.
No,
so.
Well, okay, it's a charity for mental health sort of issues, you know, and them sort of things, because Fish took his own life, and so we spoke about sort of putting it on wax, so I just thought that's the way
sorry to hear
you
that,
know
man.
It's crazy. Suicide is the biggest killer of people under the age of 35 in the UK,
specifically men as well under the age of 45. Like it's a big killer.
You ain't getting no pussy out there, so you alright, maybe not then.
No, but that's admirable though that you've like gone to the next level to actually kind of bring more awareness to
Definitely. Well, because I don't know, I bet everyone in this room at some point has had some sort of like brain fart and just, you know what I mean, has had bad moments. And
I think it's part of the human condition.
Precisely. It's just important to know, like, you know, we all go through stuff. Like,
It's everyone. And I think what it is everyone's different. And sometimes it takes for that, you know, that reset button, or it, like for me, I've had a near-death experience and then it made me realize what my life is about, and that happened to me really early. So I guess it's a bit different, you know, like when you're saying we've all had brain, but I feel like something like that, sometimes you need that slap in the face and makes you realize like life, you don't have to take the shit as serious as you do, you know.
It's not personal.
Yeah, it's like, not personal. And everybody goes through their different experiences, but how long ago were you working on the LP?
So we sort of finished it 2014. Well, we had all the beats and all of that ready, and then the thing happened. And
So was he the producer? Or
yeah, he made all the beats. Yeah,
right. And so you didn't notice like he was any form of depression.
No, he
or?
Was well a bit, yeah, but it was just really cryptic and sort of. He was quite, you know, he kept it to himself. So
that's the other thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like a lot of definitely a lot of men don't talk, and it's because. That's just how men behave sometimes.
And the hood mentality
like,
as well is like, no, man, I don't need
just the male mentality, no, I'm fine, don't worry, I'm fine. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just that sort of thing. So, some people, that's how it expresses itself.
But
that's
you've also been like active rapping for a while. Like, this isn't the first thing you've
been
out,
no, yeah,
so
I've been rapping
for ages.
Give
people some of the background as to who is Elliot Fresh if they never heard you before.
I'm just me, I guess. I'm part of Severed Tongue, I'm part of Pierce Artist, Livestock, Fresh Piff. Edelweiss Pirates. I've got loads of stuff out there. Check out Boom Bap Professionals Bandcamp, Inner Peace Records Bandcamp. That's from my friend Tang, who was on here before. And Ill Gossip Records, which is just some fake label I set up ages ago. I had no idea what I was doing, man. So I just thought I'd stick it on there.
Where are you from originally?
Crawley. Which is just some bum old town like south
you
of London.
You said it, not me.
No, it's true, man. It's just full of fights and drugs.
Like, really?
That's it,
Wow.
And my gran lives there as well.
Sounds like fun.
Party animal, so kicking everything off. And when is this project, like, how is this coming out, the new project you're talking about with Fish?
The official release is, not that official yet. It's at the beginning of August. It all depends on how long the people at the pressing
You're only doing it on vinyl, is it digital?
We're doing
it
on vinyl, we're doing it digital as well, but like the main thing's vinyl because it's, you know, quite a nice thing to give to his family and that.
And what's the project called?
Mirrors.
Mirrors.
It's called Mirrors.
Why did you call it Mirrors?
Just I don't know, it just worked out like that. That was the song that's, I think, most reflected the album, so...
Reflected.
Ah, see what I did there?
You didn't even know he was doing that there.
I'm feeling it. But I thought, let's play a track from the project then. This one is called Daydream.
Yeah, cool, yeah, yeah.
But you say Mirrors, that's how is this coming out? As an album, EP?
Like, yeah, it's an album. 11-track album.
Lovely. And entirely produced by your homeboy, Fish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lovely. R-I-P, so let's drop this track now. This is called Daydream. Elliot Fresh, our guest in the studio right now, produced by Fish. This is FUBAR Radio.
A special update for those who woke up late.
Now you're late. Now you're late. Without you, mate. Don't mess about with the snooze function. Get up, get up.
Fish keeps it swinging like strippers wearing nipple tassels, while I locate dusty cages that deserve a little rattle. I can tell by the ripples if you swim or paddle. Trust us, mate, Fish and I can see through the tittle tattle. Simple chatter from idle brains that don't think they blabber. I loudly, almost proudly, like their opinions matter. Hobbling about, looking vacant, brain set to autopilot. Subconsciously process, then absorb the violence. Morbid fascinations, as lucid as ever, trying to make sense of life and its stupid endeavours. Prepare for your awakening from class. Classical physics, or some John Hagelin, or something, then examine these lyrics. Fucking my way to enlightenment through tantric positions. I'm a long way off, I don't practice submission. Stuck in a dream, like I'm in control of everything. Like kiss the ring and never forget again to respect your king. Moron slept through the alarm and now you're late. Life already started without you, mate. My advice to you, don't mess about with the snooze function. Get up when it goes off and maybe you'll do something. You moron slept through the alarm and now you're late. Life already started without you, mate. My advice to you, don't mess about with the snooze function. Get up when it goes off and maybe you'll do something. The mathematics of language is diligently calculated and expressed through alphabet equations like it's algebraic. Intricacy and precision need to be amalgamated. If you need to make a point, then have nobody doubt the statement. Logic lives in intuition, but most keep it dormant. Believe illusory comfort in this dream's important. Reporting life from the nightmare epicenter of our fears. And no one's putting on the brakes like Bobito Garcia. So make today the day you choose to face the music. To perfect the choreography is to not make excuses. To set the bomber clock alarm and don't miss training stupid, cause of those who came prepared, you look like a blatant doofus. So when that cockle's charm pierces your sleep, don't stay in bed because of your fear of defeat. Get up and face your demons with respect and dignity. Empty stomachs are bad for war according to history. You moron slept through the alarm and now you're late. Life already started without you, mate. My advice to you, don't mess about with the snooze function. Get up when it goes off and maybe you'll do something. You moron slept through the alarm and now you're late. Life already started without you, mate. My advice to you, don't mess about with the snooze function. Get up when it goes off and maybe you'll do something. You moron slept through the alarm and now you're late. Life already started without you, mate. My advice to you, don't mess about with the snooze function. Get up when it goes off and maybe you'll do something. I said you moron slept through the alarm and now you're late. Life already started without you, mate. My advice to you, don't mess about with the snooze function. Get up when it goes off and maybe you'll do something.
That track is Daydream, courtesy of our guest in the studio with us right now, Elliot Fresh.
Safe.
So when's that out? When's the project out, Mirrors?
Roughly the beginning of August.
Roughly the beginning of August.
Yeah, it'll be the first week in August.
And what's the best way for people to track you down or check it out if they want to find out more?
Facebook, type in Elliot Fresh, go to the Boom Bap Professionals Bandcamp or Facebook. And yeah,
shout to the Boom Bap pros out there.
Good guys, working hard.
Very nice. And right now, I want to welcome our third studio guest to the microphone. How are you doing, Shapeshifter?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. I mean, just been jamming. Fucking come through from the Highbury Tube Station. We were walking all the way down. The amount of
you walked all the way from Highbury Tube Station?
Yeah, man. We didn't notice Caledonia Road. Yeah, this, like, just
yeah, I hope
down
you
the
stretched
road.
After the way. That's a workout, right?
I,
there,
I feel like a new man, I tell you.
What's going on, man? So how long you been doing this then? putting them
for
bars
about
in.
3 or 4 years now, yeah. Man. Like it started off as just one of them ones because like. Obviously, I'm from Norfolk. There's a massive gap in the market. Like, where I come from, not a lot of people do hip-hop. Like, okay. You know, a lot of people prefer to go free partying and stuff like that. You know those...
What's free partying, man?
Illegal raves.
Sounds like some stuff shit like that. Jump off a cliff.
Yeah, yeah, like minimal like techno, like... jungle tech, all that sort of stuff.
Oh, free
yeah,
party, man. So as in just listen to whatever, I get fucked up.
Yeah, pretty much, mate. Snorting, just like a fucking hoof. Massive rig in a field.
Grounded horses.
Lots of
yeah. Well,
but not much hip hop representation there.
No, well, no. There's a little bit, but in terms of the actual quality, that? Oh,
in terms of the quality of hip hop that's represented at these free parties.
Yeah, man. Like, well, I don't know. Like the sort of vibes you get at free parties are very different because they're very sort of. Sniff a load of MDMA and just go absolutely mad, like, do you know, that sort of thing. Yeah,
it's not really my kind of thing.
Yeah, it's not particularly the crowd I want to get into, but yeah, like,
what made you start doing hip hop then? How did you, what was your introduction to it?
Well, I first started off, and I'd never heard any sort of underground stuff like at the time. I was about 15, I think.
What had you heard when you say you hadn't heard underground? Getting jiggy with it.
That sort of shit. And then, like, I was surfing. I was surfing because I used to watch a lot of Don't Flop back then as well. Oh, so, nice. Like, and I heard a few mentions of UK hip hop and it was this whole new thing to me. And I went on the UK stand up videos. Mm. Like, you know, when they have the compilations of music videos and stuff like that. And, like, the first one I heard was Not Like Before by Before Owls. And
I see.
I'd heard nothing like that. And
Gosh, so you're quite
brilliant.
Green out the gates, really.
Yeah, I'm
that
very
only came
new
out
to
like
this.
Last week or something.
Here
didn't
comes
it?
Old school Sarah.
I know. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I'm really.
That's pretty cool
old.
Though, man.
That's
that,
wicked.
Yeah, that's what I love about, you know, the new music that's coming out is still making people realise that.
Yeah.
It's, you know, there's no problem with making soulful music, you know?
Yeah, 100%. Like, you know, at the end of the day, I'd rather do that than make a massive lump sum of cash off some tune where you just repeat the same words over and over and over and over again.
Hey, like, Shapeshifter, I don't know about that because there's a lot of MDMA you can smoke off, you can sniff off of that shit, bruv. So you got to think about this wise now. I'm joking.
But what? Who do you roll with in Norfolk then? Are you just the lone hip-hop warrior out there?
No. There's three of us at the moment. We're in a little crew called Eastern Speakers. Like, they were supposed to come down today.
I know, what happened?
Fuck them for not coming down with disrespect to the Sarah Love Show.
We got my boy Kushti. He's busy at Symmetry at the moment.
Festival.
My other dude Lungy, don't ask where he is. I don't know where he is.
Like, I won't even ask how that name come up. That just made me want to huck spit right. Like, damn, Lungy, shit.
Goodness.
Anyway,
yes, but what, you guys are like working together as a crew or something? Or?
Yeah. Well, at the moment, like with what we've released so far, it's all like. What we have is independently released, but we were working with each other on it. You see, like, Kushti brought out this mixtape, Mind of a Rookie, and so I did two tunes on that with Kushti, and then Lungy did like three tunes on that as well. And you know, we just kept that sort of little rhythm
collaboration.
With it. Yeah.
Speaking
man.
Of what Mice was investigating earlier, how did you meet Lungy and Kushti then in Norfolk?
Cool, that's a
it was
a
in
long
a name
story.
Swapping
a free party. A name swapping free party.
I knew Kushti from school. Like we were in the same class for a relatively long time, and then Lungy, I sort of met him a little shindig we had going on in a forest. You know, we had a speaker out.
Oh, what a visit, Norfolk, man. Norfolk sounding pretty eclectic place to hang out.
Trust me, it's amazing. Whatever kind of speaker.
Boom Bap Festival's in Norfolk, innit?
Suffolk, yeah.
Oh, it's in Suffolk.
Same difference, isn't it? It's all the same. Anyway,
I do get my north and south.
It's out of London, so
we're tractor drivers and Suffolk are car pointers.
Say that again, man. Say that one more time.
Yo, Suffolk man are car pointers.
And on that note,
he's the tractor driver shit, man.
Right, let's start this off.
That's definitely gonna lead
Shots
us into
fired.
This now. It's open mic time, mother lovers.
Shapeshifter.
Yes, it is.
Lizard gang.
The beat this
Eastern
week.
Eastern Speakers.
Yo, turn me up. The beat this week is brought to you by Iron Monkey. Shouts out to Iron Monkey.
Yo.
We're about to go in. Shapeshifter.
Yo.
When they reach the peak of the mountain, oh shit, enough gold to buy like 5 houses. Playing cricket to the point I'm astounding. You think you can swing it on the pitch, but I doubt it. Whether you were safe or a snake, throw your life away for the gene pool's sake. I'm a walking disgrace and I do feel displaced. I'm hanging up my head because my life is shit, mate. Not a lot of cash in the bank. Whenever I get any peas, I spend it on dank. But I ain't got the time to talk to Frank. It's not worth the effort and he sounds like a twat, so I separate. Smoke ganj till I levitate. Pissed in a heavy state, it's too late to celebrate. I'll fix life with Sellotape. Bring your 20 mates, I think I'm fucked up inside, no belly ache. We bringing all the noise in. Norfolk boys in, a bruise in our voices. Never to be toyed with, so who you annoyed with? Not the speakers. Puffing Afghan reefer, thinking that we should be world leaders. Politicians are needless, we need them less than they need us. They're only there because of fucking sun readers, private school teachers and pedo ringleaders. And that's a fact, no denial. Backwards and vile. Murder, fraud, rape and no sign of a trial. No matter what level of evidence is compiled, they do it on the sly. And it's awful times. Hate and race crimes at a devastating high. And it's not just online, so open your eyes, cause the MPs wanna fuck up everyone's night. And it's not good for us, or for the poor old lady on the bus, or for the parents who can't feed their son. Matter of fact, it does no good to anyone. And so we bosh up the Mandy. Yeah, we love drugs like children love candy, cause of men who are fatter than Randy Bo Bandy. And now it's too late for a plan B.
Shape shift the right there.
Boys reference.
Right. Straight out of Norfolk.
Elliot Fresh, what you say, bro?
I'm just gonna drop 16, man.
Go for it.
Don't deny the logic, be rational with all conduct. Every moment is now, so the onus is on us. Business types do a U-turn, I don't want what you got, bruv. You can't fool me, I know what you sell's not love. Fuck your illusory commodity version. I'm swerving these serpents with the calm set of nerves, observing their purpose. To study the nature of something's where true learning is nurtured. My physics is infinite, like the curve on a circle. Circumstance makes a dance, cause and effect. Shit's more beautiful than the colours autumn invents. Love and hate's hand in hand when the torture commenced. Although demons need is an accurate sword to the head. Know what you got and who the fuck you are, or find yourself torn apart primitively by a set of shark jaws. Fuck a jungle, this the ocean, with dignity live your moments. My pack of orcas swarm your waters, killing with emotion.
Go on, Elliot Fresh, right there, boy. Beat by Iron Monkey. Yo, Shapeshifter, what are you saying? This is the open mic right here.
Yo.
Norfolk in the house, mother lover.
I'm here jamming with a handful of acid. Munch up, I'm yamming till my insides have had it. My heart's harder to melt than granite, so you'll never get far just by sympathy rapping. I'm smoking on a day by day, but probably won't help with a baby on the way. Blaze hotter than Spain, 2 hours on the train. Go see the missus for a weekend away so I can clean up my brain. For future reference, I get stoned when I'm feeling too restless. Going right through a carton of Benson, struggling to string together any proper sentence. But that's just me. Nothing that you see right now is what it would seem. I was clean till I reached 15. Then a drug habit started taking over my dreams. Cannabis and MD, climbing up trees, thinking that no fucker could touch me. Then it hit suddenly, life is a fuckery. That's why these days I am quite jumpy.
See, I knew he goes to these free parties as well. I knew it, man. Shapeshifter in the house. Do remember, MCs, if you want to get on here. Beatmakers, if you want to get on here. hiphop@fubarradio.com. Elliot Fresh, what are you saying? You got another one?
I got another one, yeah.
How we go, bro?
Like raindrops dripping off leaves, these intricate schemes are like patterns when they splash at them, splitting with ease. I walk on my jacket, what guided me through the jungle. If you're ignorant of dangers, then you'll soon be humbled. Living in Mother Nature's lungs, you learn to adapt or lose a level on the food chain, it's hard earning it back. Reshape your mind beyond the space and time of the pain you hide, and you may survive like ancient tribes. Living off the land since the first caveman's handprints expressed on cold stone, demonstrated understanding of something deeper than hunt to survive, a new hunger for life. Dead dedicated to expansion, got flung into flight. Skimming stones on the pools of consciousness, I reminisce. Psychometric mapping, Mother Nature is my therapist. I eat when the jungle eats and sleep when the jungle sleeps. Reap from each other's seeds and breathe, cause you love to breathe.
Yes. Ending it fresh. Shapeshifter, what's up?
Yeah. Yo, thermal vision, no need for camouflage. No taste and you're posh like caviar. Supervise airstrikes from a Harrier. Signal return to the aircraft carrier. World renowned for defacing barriers. Unique character slapping up a barrister. Lost my mind from a nitrous canister. Cutting through the opposition Excalibur. And that is all cause I can. Sitting in my room listening to brain scan. Politicians are the ones I can't stand. Cause it's really not long until this shit hits the fan. And now we just wait. Keep our heads in the right mind state. Navigate the estates till the real beast awakes. We keep patient until then we wait.
Nice.
Shouts out to Shapeshifter. Do remember, all the beat makers, make sure it says beat for open mic in the email. All the MCs, just make sure you send some decent music. And email us at hiphop@fubarradio.com. We'll make sure you mother lovers get on here. As long as you get through the, you know, the complaints department first. Yo, shouts to Elliot Fresh.
Yes, and yeah, Shapeshifter, let people know one more time how they can track you down and everything.
Right, get a hold of me by just typing up shape_shifter111 on Twitter. If you're looking on Facebook, just type up Shapeshifter with an A. I mean, I don't post on the page or nothing. I haven't looked at it in fucking ages.
I'm loving Shapeshifter.
You know, I need to sort myself out with life in general.
You need to be blogging about
first,
this
man.
Norfolk lifestyle. It's quite intriguing.
Yeah, man, yeah, you got to do some blogs on the tractor, bruv. Serious.
Mate, that's
original shit right there, man.
We
no
don't even know
that.
What I'm fucking Twitter really. Is, mate. Trust me.
Got internet out there.
10 years behind in technology, mate.
And your final shouts out, Elliot Fresh. Like, what would you like to let people know how they can what they should look out for?
Pre-order the album with me and Fish. It's called Mirrors, available on Boom Bap Professionals, Bandcamp. It's a good album. I like it.
Wonderful.
Support the cause.
Thank you so much for coming through to the show. Thank you to Eric Sermon chatting to us, Dan from King Underground, who was in earlier as well. And thank you to you, the listeners, for joining us every week. We love you guys, and this show is all about you. Definitely hit up all the shows at fubarradio.com/hiphop. They're all up there. Next week.
What we got next week, Sarah? What's going on next week?
Tony D and Locksmith.
Uh oh.
That's going to be a whole gang of fun. I can't wait for that.
They're going to be promoting the Tone and Smith LP. So make sure you lock in, because these two are some funny mother lovers, boy.
Yeah, yeah. So from me, Sarah Love, and the one and only
Voice of Chocolate Cake for all you bitches out there. Peace.
Peace.
Shouts to who you got next? Tell them who they got next.
Badge of Friendship right here on Fubar Radio.
Damn right.
The importance of a yeah, we're back to work. I took time off, all the rappers got jerked due to the fact they whacking their track. Have to go back and stack cause they lack the ingredients, EPMD and scratch for that. Yo, I'm the hip hopper, bust the soul shocker. Down with MDS, the microphone doctor. One wrecks, the other the swerve. If you think you're ready to mess, kill the noise. We don't play when it's time to slay. I get a cut from my homie, yo. Then I lay back and mac and all the rhymes I pack. And wait for a sucker to jump and then attack.
Well, I'm known to be the master in the MC field. No respect in 87, 88, Chenille. Cause I produce and get loose when it's time to perform. Whack a sucker like Mop and Glow.
That's what it was.
Back the second time, but on a different assignment to do a sucker new jack. Who needs a rap in alignment? Cause I'm the cream in the crop when it's time to do a show. Girlies on my dock for my dope intro. As I glance at the double K microphone wrecker, turn on my callers, say your mic checker to the ladies and all party goers. Some call me Pete, then other slow flower. Brothers on my jock for the way I hold a piece of steel. So what you saying?
Putting the
heads to bed. Straight out the box, MCs are jumping out shoes and socks. I'm not playing. Understand what I'm saying? Cut the sucker in my way, and I'm slaying. Taking no shorts, showing vital signs. You can tell by my lines that I'm getting mines in 89. Because I'm fine as wine, sit back and recline. Watch the sunshine, take a stroll. Listen to rock and roll. Cut the flick at the movies, dance a bowl. What I choose, I refuse to slack. While I'm back, I take a chance, Jack. So I must attack with knick-knack, paddywhack, so I won't lack. All my style is death and it's deadly ass crap.
While I'm slaying, music's playing, a sucker is the lane. Battle in the trenches, where the funky be playing. Cause with a partner like a double, don't come a dime a dozen. A kin of blood related, but you could call us cousins. Cause as we climb the chart, better known as statistics. The tiller's on my jock while I'm kicking ballistics. Dropping hits like I'm house, and you got the chill and more. The proof is in the pudding. Yo, check.